Everybody Loves Dynamite.
Yeah, you're right about that.
That's right. Well,
forgot. I thought it was the old days.
Someone's got to think about the rules.
I know.
Hey, guess what? Buzz don't know we're on the air yet. Don't do anything out of the ordinary. As a matter of fact, hold on. Is he going to his monitor? No.
Yeah, we're just sort of.
Oh, he's just figured it out. He's taking his glasses off.
Oh, so we are going to do a show.
There he is.
Hi.
There he is.
Hi, pal.
Hi. I was deeply immersed in the creative process.
I saw that.
You're fired. You're an incompetent.
Writing the toilet humor that will pass for news later in the show.
Hey, what do we have here?
Who knows, Mike?
I'm waiting.
I'm back.
Hi, Billy Big Boy.
Hi, Don.
Hi there.
Hello, Rob.
Hi.
Greetings, Buzz.
Hi.
Dear sweet Michael. Oh, how I've missed you.
Oh,
Vera. Hey, Artinger. You, Joe.
Wow.
The weekend's here. Have my can of beer. Big boys out. Hey, now.
How about that?
Started in here.
Let's see how Joe feels about being upstaged.
The Billy Big Boy took his line.
Everybody.
Yours. That's Joe's thing to say.
He's
going to say it anyway. Says it anyway. Bye, Joe.
Hello.
Let me just ask everybody. Drive carefully. Especially if you're on, what's the route, Rob? It's 95 North. What hold on, what is it?
They're probably on 95 North now.
Yes. Yeah. Drive safely. Our wives are out on the road together.
Oh, my God, they're going to Atlantic City.
Yes, they are.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe.
It would be a shame for anything to happen to them, so please drive carefully. I don't know if they're out of listening range yet, so I'll just say Godspeed.
Based on a true story, he was a neo-Nazi with one true enemy. Himself, a man of faith, a man of hate, and a soul torn apart. Viewer discretion advised.
How have you been?
Before you continue,
yes, okay.
The computer am totally froze.
It's crashed again.
It am froze.
I hope that doesn't ruin Joe's good mood.
Look at that. It's like in a cold box. Look, Lord, that computer.
Boom.
It am frozen. Hi, Robin.
Hi there. And good afternoon, Mr. and Mrs. Colette Harris. Sounds like Robert the Mailman and all the ships at sea. Lamar, I have found my eyeglass man.
Right.
Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Thank you, Robin.
Hello.
Yes, hi, everybody.
Hello.
John Kerry.
Oh. Hi there.
Hi, Julia.
Hello.
Hello.
To hear Don and Mike show. New episode on this Friday.
Friday!
03-11-05.
I got a Mike Buzz Burbank here.
No, he's not retired.
No, he's not retired.
Retired. You know, these...
And now, Don. Suddenly a dial tone.
There you go. That's... Good. That's... You know, that's not even coming through the control board.
Oh.
That's coming through a cue speaker.
About now,
that should be muted when the microphone goes on, but
always.
But that's that is that too inside?
Not for me. I understood
always,
what you said.
That's always been a flaw in this board.
Listen,
your hair's growing back a little bit.
It looks good.
You almost see you're approaching Tim Conway on McHale's Navy.
It's getting in my eyes today.
Shadow.
Carpenter.
The phone. Oh, Mike, you're being way too generous with that.
Well, it's starting to come back a little bit.
The phones are operating. Call us from anywhere in America at 877-365-3636 from Canada, from Mexico, 800-636-1067, and Washington, D.C. on WJFK FM. Call us at 202-432-1067.
I want to say happy birthday to a friend of mine, and if I don't say it now, I will forget, and then okay. I will be in trouble. His name is Brian...
Rob Spiewak.
No, not Rob Spiewak. I said happy birthday the best way a person can earlier in the week.
Wow.
After I was reminded. His name
Mike,
is...
Mike?
Yes?
His name is
John O'Grady.
Brian Navarro.
Mike, I don't want to ruin Brian's birthday.
Happy birthday, Brian.
No one does.
This computer.
Brian, come in here and fix
this
computer.
This telephone computer. See, we can't take calls without the computer.
Brian would be able to fix that.
We're paralyzed.
It's the screen thing.
That's what he does.
Friday would like to take a call.
He works on computers, so he would, if he was here, he'd say, thank you for saying happy birthday, and he'd come in and fix your computer.
So who is this, Brian? I've never heard
of him. What does Gordon Gekko say? He's one of my guys. He's one of my guys, Don.
Okay, yep.
He's one of my guys.
He's one of your guys.
Yeah.
You said happy birthday in the best possible way.
How?
To him. Well, that's what you said just a moment ago. You said you wished him a happy birthday in the best possible way.
Yes.
Good. Naturally, my curiosity was piqued.
No, I wished Rob a happy birthday in the best possible way. I will not be giving Brian Navarro any cash.
I see. All I know
even
is
though he's a good boy, 22 years young.
Oh, he's one of your friends like that. Okay, he's like...
What do you mean one of my friends like that?
You know.
He's one of your mules.
Yeah. Yeah, we all thought he was older. We thought he was 27 or 28. Hold on.
How come I'm getting somebody's AOL instant message right now? Well, whoever Nick's Ball 99 is...
That's Brian Navarro's secret name.
Nick's Ball?
Nick's Ball.
K-N-I-C-K-S-B-A-L-L 99.
Yep, that's it.
Nick's whoever back. That is has got his stuff hooked up on this computer. And it's screwing me up, Jack. We can't take phone calls as long as I'm getting his buddy list in the upper right-hand corner.
Yeah. Hey, buddy.
Well, let's see who his buddies are. Oh, and there the list starts to go away.
But look,
it am frozen again.
That's great. You know, normally when you close a window, it closes. Mm-hmm.
You know, if you want, I could call somebody.
Brian Navarro. Okay.
Not on his birthday.
Oh, God.
Can I say something?
Yeah, go ahead.
On my birthday and the occasions that we celebrated on the show,
yeah.
You don't say my name or happy birthday to me, like maybe twice.
Yeah, I know.
But this guy.
Look how many times I mentioned Brian Navarro.
This guy, this new boy toy of yours.
he's wonderful. Wonderful young man.
You don't fix computers.
I've never met Brian Navarro.
You might have and not even known it.
What's funny, most times when you close a window on a computer, it goes away. Here, it sort of fades away.
Mm-hmm. I like that.
Like an Etch-A-Sketch. Maybe you should shake the monitor.
You can. I know. I've seen him shake it before.
I'm afraid of, the session is terminated because you signed on to the screen name.
Perhaps you could shake it one time for me.
Who is Nick Buddy 99?
Nick's Ball.
Nick's Ball, excuse me.
I don't know.
You don't know?
Whose buddy list is that?
That's what I'm asking you, darling.
I don't know.
Buddy.
I'd really like to take my pants off.
Now I got nothing on the screen.
You'd
like
Pardon
to take,
me?
You'd like to take her pants off?
My pants off.
Right? Is it because he called Beth Ann?
Go ahead.
Huh?
Why?
Go ahead. Yeah, just I got this ice pack on my back right now, and it would be easier to get to the spot that I need if I had my pants off. But I won't do that.
Go ahead.
No, I don't. I'm not sure.
What's your malady today?
I've thrown my back out.
Sure, that's what Michael Jackson said.
Well, this is real.
Yeah, where's your PJs?
This is I do better with pajama bottoms.
You should have worn them.
Is it from lifting bags of sugar?
No. I didn't have any carbs. I did have carbs today before I came in. Sure. I had carbs today.
Junior.
I know I shouldn't have.
Well, Mike, if it would make you feel more comfortable, go ahead. And you know who probably would enjoy you taking your pants off? Your new best friend, Brian Navarro.
Brian Navarro, happy birthday.
Take your pants off for him.
No, I'll just undo the top belt buckle and slide the ice in, if you don't mind.
Yeah. Sure.
I got the ice after before we signed on. That's normally I would have done this before.
Fresh ice.
Let's all just slide the ice in.
Let's take a moment while Mike slides the ice in. Please
do the top.
Please notice my calm, almost grasshopper-like
Friday
reaction to all of these things going on. The fact that the computer is so screwed up, we can't take phone calls. Mike's taking his pants off in front of me, has a bag of ice.
But
yet
calm.
Here I am, unflappable, ready for the day at hand. You know why?
It's
the miracle of those little pins. Mm-hmm. I'm telling you, that goddamn acupuncture. Even watching Mike take off his pants.
You're hooked.
He's
on the needles, not the pants.
It's not threatening. my state of mind.
Cold, ain't it?
That's good. That's the spot.
That's it.
And you know, with your legs up, you can hardly notice that your pants are undone.
Thank you.
Thank you.
That's good.
Oh,
this will just be 20 minutes. This won't even be the whole first break. I'm just trying to get this on.
From a certain angle, it looks like you got an adult diaper on.
There you go. That's the lining.
Oh, it's the lining of your pants.
Yeah, it's the lining of my silk pants.
Your silken pants?
My silken pajamas. There you go. That's going to do it. That's going to do the trick. The first thing to do when it starts to hurt is to ice the area.
Yes,
you should. Right.
Jane Fonda told me that one time.
You should think about acupuncture.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Really? Well, maybe I should. Buzz and I have a standing offer to go down and see that little vixen down in Georgetown.
Right? 18 or 20 of those jobbers in, and one of them, and this whole foot thing, for whatever reason, with this woman, the feet are not off-limit, and she's saying, this is why I've got to get to the stuff that's eating you up, so so she puts this thing in, and man, Rob, don't give me the cuckoo
no,
sign.
No, you're out of your mind. It's not doing anything.
I'm telling you, it's working.
You believe it's helping
I'm telling you, it's working.
It's not doing a damn thing.
I'm telling you, it's working. And,
I know it's working. Yeah. I swear to God, the man I walked in and talked to in the office today was a different man than I talked to yesterday.
You're going to a lady and you're paying her to make your feet bleed.
No, and you know what?
You're not just relaxed.
No blood.
You're energetic.
Yeah.
No, you're bouncing off the walls.
I'm ready.
She makes you think that it helps you, but it doesn't.
Listen, now
why are you running it down? This is your best friend. You should be supportive.
I love the fact that he feels good.
Let me tell you something.
You know, Brian Navarro wouldn't do that to me, Rob.
I can feel good. I can feel positive, but I want you to know something, best buddy.
Yes, pal.
I still hate.
Good.
Okay?
Good.
I'm still negative.
I'm
still like you.
The hate is what makes you feel good.
I'm still like you, but I feel good now, at least for right now, I just had this session.
They cannot be helped. No. But
there is the nice balance that I've got going.
Phone scan will bring him around. Mm-hmm.
Don't lose the hate. Make time for hate crime. Remember our motto.
Let me ask you this. She's poking your feet. Are you getting past the foot phobia thing you've had?
Yeah, I'm totally past foot phobia because it makes my foot feel like ginger ale to begin with.
You're right.
And then I get like a sharp tingling that goes all the way to the bottom of my feet. And meanwhile, she's just rubbing my shoulders and saying, you know, chill out. I mean, while she's doing the feet. She would have to be
very nice.
She has to be an incredibly long, stretchy woman to do the feet and the shoulders at the same time.
Chill out. So by Thanksgiving, do you think you'll be past the food touching thing?
Never. Would you stop?
I'm just asking.
Don't make fun of my progress.
Well,
God damn it, I'm going to become as evolved as you, and when I am as evolved as you,
you're gonna kick my ass.
I will remember my caveman-like inner self.
Can I get a little credit over here? Being your sole supporter on this, you know, on the
acupuncture,
that I'm all for it. I think it does wonders for you. I mentioned it yesterday during the show. I think it does. I see a major difference.
I told her.
Yeah, you're relaxed, you're happy.
Looking forward to going to get this thing done. Mm-hmm. And trust me, I mean, the iPad that she puts on, and today I believe I had 7 of them right in my head. And I'm just laying there.
Where do they put them, in the front?
All
forehead,
in my nostrils.
No, eyelids.
You know, I can't tell because she puts this thing on my eyes, and I just feel them going in. And I was actually laying there for a while, where kind of out for a while. And she comes back and she says, "I'm going to tweak these up a little bit."
Yeah.
And I said, "Yeah, go ahead." And she said, "Can you feel that? Like, I can feel it a little bit." And I could feel it. And then she would push on this one, and it was like a nail going through my freaking head. I said, "Wow! Whoa!
Good for you."
Yeah.
Good for you. I believe it's working.
So I believe that, I don't know. I'm ready. I just want to say that.
That's very cool.
I'm ready for action today.
I can tell you are.
But even that is not going to stop me from being pissed off about this computer.
No.
I had a meeting with our jackass engineering staff just 15 or 20 minutes ago. Speaking of which, here you go. Here's how you doing.
That is the funniest entrance.
How you doing,
That's
Matt?
The funniest entrance. Don't mind me, I have my pants on.
That was very Laverne and Shirley.
Matt, the jackass engineer.
See, that, I mean, he said jackass, and the door
and Squiggy walked in.
And it was Matt. I mean, it was amazing.
What a time to enter.
Any idea, Matt, what the problem might be here with the phones? The computer?
Well, No,
there you go. That's what I like to hear.
No, but can I say it's another first for Matt, because I have never. There are a lot of things I've seen that Matt does that I've never seen an engineer do. I have never, nor will I ever, see an engineer with a monogram dress shirt on. I have never seen that, nor will I. That is nothing short of a miracle. This is an engineer that has a monogram dress shirt.
Yeah.
We had engineers that used to wear Kevin Arnold striped shirts in here.
Yeah, I know. But the thing is, I've never trusted a guy that's got his initials on his shirt.
Well, there it is right there.
That's a guy.
Unless he got it from, like, Macintosh, the shirt gave it to him. It's MAC. Those are your initials, I take it?
Sorry, yes. Okay, so listen, without touching either Mike or I, because
or anyone else,
because you're a toucher, and
touch. Please don't touch me now, especially I have my pants on.
I'm gonna stay away from you.
Now tell me, Matt, from your vantage point, can you tell that Mike has ice down the back of his pants?
No, and what's the deal with that?
I threw my back out. I have a back problem.
Okay,
a lower back problem, and so you know it's something that happens.
Can you tell that his pants are open?
I really can.
I got a massage before the show, but unfortunately, Brian Navarro was...
Anyway, gosh, we'd love to keep talking to you, what with your monogram shirt, but, you know, this thing with the computer.
Yes, sir.
What is the, please don't call me sir, but please, could you fix it?
Yes, I'll get right on it.
And what will you do to get right on it? Will it be as great as the meeting we had, as riveting as the meeting we had about getting a goddamn shelf built for a piece of equipment?
It's at least going to be as good.
I'm convinced.
See, there's a thing over here that's got all the sounds in it, okay? Like the hellos.
Hello! Hello!
Okay. The sound thing.
However, I'm here. The sound thing
over
is
there.
Way over here.
Right.
It would be nicer if the sound thing right. was here mm-hmm. so that when I wanted to play the sound, mm-hmm. I didn't have to move all the way over here. So for about 3 months, mm-hmm. I've said,
yes,
it would be a good idea. Just build a little stand, like a piece of wood with four little legs on it
mm-hmm.
that can sit right here close to me. Where this piece of equipment could sit. And these...
That's where they long to be.
These Nimrods, for 3 months, have had meetings, and now they're in here looking, you know, we could perhaps get a slide drawer. Perhaps something like, you know what? No, listen. Just a little stand. That's all. This thing's got to be moved 12 inches. Move the goddamn thing 12
Amazing
inches.
What you can do with plywood or Velcro.
And listen, I'm giving what you're getting from me right now
yeah.
is me in my most zen, happy moment. This is me with acupuncture. I'm not even
yelling
at you.
That's starting to wear off, I can tell right now.
No, it's not, Mike. I'm still positive about everything.
Yeah, it is.
I'm positive that we need this computer fixed.
It's starting to wear off.
Okay. We can't take any calls.
We're paralyzed.
I'm on it.
All right, he's on it. Thanks, Matt.
There he goes. Thank you, Matt. You're welcome.
Bye-bye. Come on. He's a touchy guy.
He is.
And I don't mean, like, sensitivity-wise. I mean...
The toucher.
He's a guy, even when I was coming down the hall... And I'm not exaggerating about this meeting. They bring in Jeff, who's a very smart engineer.
Yes.
He's the chief engineer for the chain. They bring this big-shot engineer in
mm-hmm.
for me to have a meeting with, where we come into the studio, and for the 13,000th time, I say... You know what I'd really like for this piece of equipment? A nice little stand.
Show
so
stand
it can be
something.
Right here, right at arm's length.
Mm-hmm.
That's and they're looking at me like, now hold on. You want to get into a capsule and fly all the way to the moon? And I mean, even this guy, Jeff, the smart guy, as opposed to the other dumb guys.
Right.
And Tony Diggs.
Bacardi Limon.
Tony Diggs. He's immune from any of these comments.
Okay.
Tony Diggs,
natural.
I believe he was not in the meeting today. I believe Tony Diggs is a strong supporter of my
mm-hmm.
just make a little stand for the piece of equipment campaign.
Yeah, just keep it simple.
Mm-hmm. I think that's what Tony's into. But they bring all the corporate engineers mm-hmm. in today, and they're all running around doing what they're doing, soldering and looking at everything. And meanwhile, this whole thing is broken. However, the good news is that the weather bug is still operating.
So the weather bug survives, but the phone calls do not.
Right.
Well, it's, you know, priorities. And they're working on it as we speak.
Well, I don't see them doing anything. And we can't take
the magic.
We can't take phone calls without the computer. See, because
right.
now the phone goes through the computer.
Phones are ringing.
Yeah, I know. We can't answer them on the air, though. Because they come through the computer.
Well, that's just unacceptable.
I know it is. But fortunately, Mike... This is, oh, thank God I had my acupuncture today.
Yes.
My acupuncture. I almost said that
yes.
like Jackie Stallone.
Yeah.
The aviator. The aviator. Because
our Megadon.
I'm ready to go with the flow.
Cool.
I can go any way the show will take us. And I'll take you to the first place. Yeah. Would have to be to a car moving at an exceedingly high rate of speed on its way to New Jersey. Right now,
gambling.
Right now, our wives, and I don't know how this trip worked out like this. We're going to Atlantic City for Rob's birthday.
Right.
Which, as you know, is tomorrow.
Right.
No matter what everybody said about it being a couple days ago.
You're celebrating it tomorrow.
Our wives, who don't like Atlantic City, mm-hmm. don't like gambling, don't like bimbos, don't like dirty casinos,
hello?
They're going up now.
Yes.
Rob and I will be joining them tomorrow. Hello, darling.
Hi, sweetie.
So how is it going with Thelma and Louise, Lucy and Ethel. And Ethel? What, Laverne and Shirley?
We're having a good time. I talked to Bart, Bart asked me to put $20 on black, which is entertaining because I told him he only had $5 in his checking account.
Oh, I got you.
He's very smart.
I put $5 on black for him.
Are you on that thing that that hooks into your ear so that you don't have to pick up the phone and talk?
Well,
there we go.
Are you there?
See now.
Oh, boy, listen to that quality.
Yeah, there you go. That's Bluetooth.
Sorry,
Bluetooth.
I can do it now because I'm on the highway, but yeah. I drive a stick. I only have two hands.
Well, Bluetooth sucks blue you know what. Really, that's
Bluetooth wireless technology.
GU. So,
you know, we could have the discussion that was but really wanted to have me be the best quality I could be when I called in.
Yes.
Not when I'm in the car, but when I'm at home, you could get a line in the house.
A microphone. Listen, wow. Double D, how far all over the map are we going to go today? I mean, I'm ready. I had a great time with the acupuncturist, and I'm ready for you today. I want to say I'm looking forward to our weekend in Atlantic City. I'd like to know what
have some quality gaming time.
Yeah, when you and Carrie are going to be there. We're all going to dinner tomorrow night, and. Will you chicks be bunking together tonight?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's, I mean, unless one of us meets somebody, that's the plan. Unless we have a...
That, would that be...
Of the movie with Demi Moore and Robert Redford and something that be $1 million.
Would that be a single bed or a double bed? Because, you know, girls sometimes cuddle up, sleep together. It's okay. Sure. Hello?
Yeah, we probably won't snuggle.
But will you be in the same bed?
I would think if there are two beds, it would be odd for us just to pile in the same bed.
But if it's, is there a chance that it might be a king?
Well, there's a chance, I suppose there is.
In any event, who'd know?
Who knows?
Right.
Hey, you know, when you two are up there, you might stumble into one of those many bachelorette parties they have up there.
So true.
How's Carrie doing?
Carrie's doing good.
What do you guys...
Is that my wife?
What have you guys been talking about?
We've been talking about, you know, lots of things, Sugar, and mostly how attractive our husbands are. Carrie really likes the new hairdo on Rob.
There you go.
Yeah.
Okay, I got
partly
you.
So.
This conversation is littered with half-truths.
So you're just talking about how much you hate us.
Yeah, we've been talking about how lucky we are.
Are you now, listen, when you're with Carrie, are you doing this whole Debbie Downer thing, or are you...
No, you don't help me with this at all. First of all, you said you were supportive of me not being fakey. I'm not happy, I don't have to be happy. But around the house, I say something to you that is even remotely happy, like, gee, I can't wait, in a couple of weeks we're going to be on vacation, we'll be in warm weather, and then you say to me things like, yeah, you'll just be warm and depressed then. So that really was upper kind of thing.
And that's
way to keep her down, though.
That's true, because you said it with a less than... You see, you're presenting it now, not the way you presented it. You don't say it at home like, yeah, well, everything's in. Excuse me, Jay Leno thing
because
again,
I'm
but it's
not
like.
Not doing that anymore.
But it's not like, yeah. It's more like this. The tone is more like this. Yeah, well, we'll be going on vacation soon. That's, you know, and then that's my response. My response is great. You'll be depressed in the sun.
Mm-hmm. You're begging for the fakey Frida back.
No, I'm not. No, I like the new Frida.
I'm not like this. It's like mommy is sad and I'm not happy.
No, I like the new Double D.
No, you don't.
And now all of the engineers who I've just called names are in the studio now. All of the engineers who I hate. Thank God I didn't call Jeff a name. Jeff,
I got to move and I got ice on my back.
Jeff, I said you're the smart guy. I said I know you know your way around this. You could build me that goddamn table.
Jeff, I'm sorry to have my pants off with you in here. We didn't know.
Sorry
about that. Don't touch me. Oh, I think it's leaking.
Oh, no.
So, darling,
yeah,
what do you say? It's going to be AC. It's going to be... Oh, what did you just see, Buzz?
Oh, well, there was some slippage of the pants.
All right, excuse me.
I have an injury.
Yeah. What did you see, Mike's butt or what?
Well, just the boxers, you know.
Were they clean?
From what I could see, yeah.
All right. Good.
And if there was any moisture, I'm sure it was from the ice.
I'm sure.
Listen, I want to say it's a good thing I had that acupuncture because Otherwise, I'd be batty out of my mind with 6 people all standing within 6 inches of me, all of them looking at the same computer.
This is nice, though, isn't it?
As it is. It's fun.
We're all in here.
Yeah.
Except
Joe.
Hey.
Hi there, Joe.
Hi, Joe.
So, honey?
Yes, my darling.
Honey, we'll have a great weekend in AC. We'll celebrate Robbie's birthday. You going to do some gambling?
You know I'm not a big gambler.
Come on, gambling.
Gambling is what it's all about in Atlantic City. Gambling is the fun. Well, gambling.
We'll have some fun, and you two chicks have a good time. Let's talk to Carrie for a second.
Okay.
That's a good idea.
Yes, it is.
Such a woman who's not pretending to be, well, I don't know. What's your wife's deal, Rob? How would
she's
you describe
awesome.
Her? She's awesome. Hi, Carrie.
Hi, babe.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm good.
Where are you right now on the road?
I don't know.
Good. And what was your major in college again? Cartography, that's right.
Yeah, I'm not making this map. I'm just riding in the car.
Okay. Are you having a good time so far?
Very good.
And looking forward to the trip?
Nice things about you?
Yes.
You guys going shopping?
See, now there it is again.
Is that concerned that I might have to sleep with Frida tonight? Or that she might have to sleep with me?
No, I think it's going to be...
We were wondering whether you two were going to be sharing a king bed tonight.
I wouldn't call it concern.
Well, Frida will get as much action as Rob will this weekend.
I was going to say, just like home, they'll probably be twin beds.
Can we book the bunk bedroom?
Is Frida... Hey, Carrie, is Frida giving you this whole Debbie Downer thing?
No.
No sign of it, huh?
She's been very perky.
I mean, but prior to this, has she hipped you to this whole Debbie Downer thing?
Oh, no.
She never has?
No.
Just for you.
Well, no, she told me about it.
Oh, okay.
Because remember, she said she wasn't going to pretend to be happy to me either.
Oh, yeah, I got that.
Yeah. That's what I mean. So does she seem happy now?
She seems very happy.
And she's in a car driving at a high rate of speed away from us?
Yeah, I think that's why we're both very happy.
Okay. All right.
I've been depressed, too. Now I'm very happy.
I recommend stopping at Cowtown, USA.
Thank you, Mike.
You know,
take a travel along.
She took a big chance when she let me loose at the Maryland house to try to pick something for lunch.
I recommend stopping at Cowtown, USA.
Well, good luck getting in, Mike.
God knows how hard it is for me to decide what I'm going to eat.
Yes, yes.
I recommend stopping at Cowtown, USA.
I mean, did you hear that, Carrie?
I don't think she did maybe the third time.
Mike?
Yes?
Say it again.
I recommend stopping at Cowtown, USA.
Okay.
Mike, what's Cowtown,
yes,
USA?
Mike, what is it?
Carrie loves talking to me on the radio.
Sorry, what is it?
Don't worry about it. Whatever.
Carrie loves talking to
Mike,
anybody.
Mike, we actually stopped at one of your recommendations once, and as soon as I saw the look of the silverware and the unclean table, we walked out. What was that place, Rob?
It was the Iron Skillet.
We got into a fight.
I love you too, baby.
And he made Rob and I fight, and then he just made me go to the drive-thru at Wendy's.
Oh, memories.
Yeah.
I recommend Cowtown, USA.
Say, Mike.
Yeah, Rob.
What is the Cowtown, USA?
It's a cowboy store.
All right, girls, have a good time.
Okay.
Hey, put my good lady back on the phone.
Okay.
Carrie, I love you.
I love you.
Okay, bye. Then.
Hello.
Darling?
Yes,
sir. I'm so jealous.
Yeah.
I love you.
I love you, too.
Okay. See you when I get there.
Okay. Hey, what?
I said, see you when we get there. See you when I get there.
I'm looking forward to it.
All right, darling.
Enjoy.
Thank you. Thank you, bud.
All right. We'll bet on black.
Bye.
You bet.
See you tomorrow, Frida. Oh,
hold on. There's Rob.
See you tomorrow.
I can't wait to see how you look, Rob.
Yes, I'll bring a hat, but I probably won't wear it.
Hey, have a good time, Frida.
That's good, but I'm going to be wearing the shirt.
Hi, it's Mike over here saying have a good time.
Oh, well, you know, I wasn't ignoring you, Mike.
It's all right.
Can I talk to Carrie again?
All you want, my darling. Hold on.
Boy, if I had a nickel for every time.
Hey, Mike, do you know
that.
Of any Western stores that might be fun?
I recommend Cowtown, USA.
Carrie, this is Don. I just wanted to say goodbye. I'm looking forward to seeing you tomorrow.
Okay. Well, see, now you're going to make Frida depressed for the rest of the trip if you want her to be down. Now she's probably going to be down now. And I got to ride the rest of the way.
I predict you guys are going to have a great time.
Yeah,
I really do. And you know what? You're going to win.
Are you taking bets on that?
Mike, we're already winners.
That's true.
Winners in life.
Yeah, have you seen my husband? I'm a big winner.
The biggest. I love you.
All right, bye now, Carrie.
Bye then.
Bye then.
Bye.
Hit end.
Here's the thing.
She's awesome.
That car,
a multiple homicide in Atlantic City this weekend.
Here's the deal. You can kid all you want about Rob and I.
Mm-hmm.
That car right now that they're in, it's not being fueled by petrol or by diesel.
No.
It's being fueled by husband hatred. Those two right now are in the car, and it is, did you see his hair? Well, I don't care about his hair. Do you know what mine said to me? Are you kidding? Do you know what mine said to me? Do you know what mine did about the TV? Do you know how mine reacted? Oh, you should have seen my react about the TV.
Like reverse magnets, just boom and off, like a roller coaster.
But you two have, the four of you have traveled before, so it should be a wonderful time.
Yes, it's always great.
You two have each other up there, and they will have each other, and that's the way the couple's thing works.
What will happen is, for the first day of the trip, the fire will burn bright and brilliant, mm-hmm. and then it'll sort of dull down to like embers, and that's when we'll get there, and then it'll be okay.
What's and again, here is Matt, the engineer.
He's
yes.
invited you to take a call, a digital call, and see if it works.
Has he?
Well, yes.
Invite me yourself, Matt.
Please take a call, though.
Thank you, Matt. I appreciate that.
I want whatever he's
somebody says, Matt, I'm doing a little research here before we do this. We've received a lot of mail on our website, donandmikewebsite.com, that when I take a call and I do this, a lot of people in their offices don't like it because they think it sounds like email and they look at their computers.
Yes.
Does that bother you?
Not at all.
Thank you, Matt.
All right, so send your emails to Matt.
Hello, you're on the air with Matt.
Hello.
Hey.
All right.
Hi there.
Go ahead, Matt. Go ahead, take the call, please. Take it. No, Matt, take the call. Go ahead, Matt, the engineer.
Hi, you're on the Don and Mike show.
Hi. I have some good news for Frida that will perk her right up.
Well, go ahead, Matt. I mean, what are we doing? Ask
what's the good news?
At the Borgata, down in the poker room, which is a very nice poker room, in addition to the drink girls, they now have some very sexy drink guys who will come around and take your drink order. So you can have a little eye candy while you play a little poker.
I think you should go pound sand.
Just gave Matt a little help.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Helping him with the one-liners.
Yes, thank you.
Thank you, honey.
Thank you, ma'am.
Thank you, ma'am. And, Matt, you believe the phones are now fixed, remedied?
Yes, I do.
All right, thank you.
See you later.
Only took 31 minutes. That's a new record.
Oh, I'll tell you. You know who would have fixed that quicker?
Who?
Brian Navarro.
Maybe I'll bet on 31 in Atlantic City.
Yeah. You have over 84% of the show left that you can take calls.
That's fantastic.
You and your mind. Okay. If only the mind worked like that where we could count cards.
Yeah.
That's what we could be, the Rain Man. We could go freaking clean them out. And you look like a Rain Man with your shaved head. I could get you in there like as a borderline retard.
You guys would come down the escalator in a gray suit.
Matching suits.
Matching gray suits with white shirts.
Mine would be big, big suit.
Dom would have the little three-button job.
That'd be nice. I can count cards just not to help us.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hey, Don.
Yes, Don and Mike. Hello.
Well, don't drive recklessly this weekend.
Well, and thanks for that. What does that mean?
He usually does.
Well, you know, who's cracking the beers and who's holding the steering wheel?
I see. Road trip.
Okay,
Don and Rob are both going up solo.
Yes.
I think if one's a designated driver, the other one should be a designated.
I think you need a designated driver right now.
Well, all right. Here's the deal, Rob.
Yeah.
Even though we're taking separate cars.
Right.
I'm the designated driver.
So I can drink?
So you can drink.
Okay. That's how I was planning on
the whole way.
Safer.
Okay. Hello there. Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hello, guys.
Yeah. Hi.
Hey, I'm Rob. I was looking at the website last night. Nice head. I like it.
There you go. Everybody's calling in. Everybody says nice head.
The best head since... no, I really won't even say that.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Just hi to your mom.
Hello.
Don and Mike.
Yeah, hi there.
Hey, I'm calling to chime in. Yay, Rob. But my mom's an acupuncturist, and I'm a massage therapist, and the feet are where it's at. You touch those babies, and you're putty in anybody's hand.
All right, well, thank you.
And that.
Baby!
That there's anything wrong with that.
That's no, but right. We knew immediately the gaydar went off.
Randy from Baltimore, I love you guys. I'm gay for you. I'm half a homo over Rob.
Well, aren't we all? Well, let me tell you something, really. And I feel more comfortable speaking about my acupuncture like this. There's a way to kind of let go, you know. I mean, I'm big and macho and strong and, you know.
Is this for you?
Share with me.
Does this free you up and let your mind wander?
Yeah.
Let you go where you want to go.
She puts the needles in my pins and in my feet, and then she says, now just think about the office and listen to the sounds of the office and listen to the sound of the clock and...
Guys, that's really hot, but I gotta go.
And whenever you think about something creeping in your mind, think about Matt Damon walking into the room totally naked. And free yourself. And then behind him, Michael Jackson walking in pajama bottoms. Lovely blue pajama bottoms.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Don.
Yes, and Mike. Hi.
Hey, screw those guys that don't like the sound. Just tell them we're going to outsource them to India.
Right, okay. Thank you, my friend.
Yeah, just like the guy that I was making reservations on the online and talked to from New Delhi. How's the weather there?
I was there waiting to come back. Hello, Don and Mike. You're not you, him, Mike. Hello, Don and Mike.
Fat man in a little suit. Fat man in a little suit.
Yeah. We all love Farley. Hello, Don and Mike show.
It's on.
Yeah, I'd have to agree with Carrie. I took Mike's advice and went to the iron skillet, and that was horrible.
Hey, you know what? I stand by the iron skillet.
Good for you.
I do. I stand by it. It's a truck stop. You're not going to a gourmet restaurant.
I can't go one way or the other. I've only looked at them longingly as I see exit 47, 12 miles away.
I like the iron skillet.
What are you looking for? I mean, it's the side, you know, I it stands up against your Waffle House
any day of the week.
That's no Cracker Barrel.
Cracker Barrel.
Buzz, I believe Cracker Barrel would be a step above either of those joints.
I think so.
Yeah.
Okay.
Plus so you think.
The gift shop rocks.
You get your food on an iron skillet. It's fantastic.
You can buy chairs there.
Cracker Barrel caters to an older demographic.
Thank you, Rob.
Listen, you know what Cracker Barrel is? See if you can figure this one out. Well, I know you can because you look like the guy.
I'll try very hard.
Okay. Mr.
Yes?
Clean. That's what Cracker Barrel's got going for it over these other joints.
Hey, you know
clean.
What? If you're looking at the silverware for a greasy spoon truck stop, you're in the wrong place. You know, you're looking at the biscuits. How high and fluffy are the biscuits?
That's right.
You know?
Mike O'Mara says you're looking at the biscuits.
How are you? Know, you know, you don't want to trouble yourself with that and an iron greasy spoon.
No.
Did you enjoy the chow at the iron skillet?
We didn't stay.
Yeah. Really?
I believe I was game for it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But she wasn't.
Really?
Well, yeah. Don't take that as an indictment. Mike, stand by your German-fested, whatever it is. I don't like it or dislike it.
You know, when you're heading down that 95 corridor, Don, I don't think you got a lot of options. You
right.
really don't.
True.
And the iron skillet was just I had a fine breakfast there one morning.
You ever eat at Aunt Sarah's?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I've been there a lot. That was a good hangover place for me.
I would never go to Aunt Sarah's.
She's not with us anymore.
It's like a chain place. It's like a chain of places down south.
Huh.
Like always like cheese D to me.
What? Don.
Yeah, Mike?
My bag is leaking. That used to be my line.
I knew it wouldn't be long till I heard you say that, yeah. Mike, as well.
My bag, she's a leaker.
Well, do you need to change?
No. Just gonna make a phone call.
I mean, seriously, do you need to change the ice bag?
No, as I told you, I'm just gonna make a phone call.
To who?
Brian Navarro. Oh, look at that leak.
Okay. There's no good place to stop this. Because no. we could just keep going, and then it'd be the end of the show. We'd have all commercials left.
Just remember one thing about your weekend.
What's that?
You're going to win.
I know I am because I've already spoken to the Queen of Diamonds.
There. How about that? Are you going to be playing with the Queen of Hearts?
I'll be playing with the Queen of Hearts, to dee dee dee.
Juice Newton.
Doing it really smart, to doo doo doo. Da 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 do 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 do. Would you put the boy day do 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 do?
Yeah. She had one other hit. What was her other hit? Trivia question.
Love's Been a Little Bit Hard on Me. And she also did Break It to Me Gently.
Break It to Me Gently.
Sorry, I'm a Juice Newton aficionado.
Oh, who is?
Do you know who wrote Queen of Hearts?
Joe.
No.
Nick Lowe.
Cruel to Be Kind. I like that. Right. Joe just comes in with this.
What was the name of the group that Nick Lowe was in?
Rock Line.
There you go.
Joe just comes in as...
Rock Pile.
Okay, sorry.
Rock Line.
Just comes in with... Yeah, Rock Line's my favorite radio show.
It sounds like something you run on a Sunday morning.
Yeah, I hear Rock Line. You know, I think in Bob Coburn, the old radio guy, have you ever heard of him, Buzz?
I don't recognize
I think there
the
is
name,
such a show where it's like... Every Sunday night, the biggest names in the business sit down with me, Bob Coburn. This weekend, from Bad Company, it's Neil Park Rogers Smith. What were you thinking when you made Can't Get Enough of Your Love?
Is that Rock Line?
Yeah, I guess, something like that. You know, it's, oh, dude, like the inspiration come to me. Thank you, Rob. Who's the most popular female singer in Israel?
Who?
Juice Newton.
Hey. Not a groaner.
That was a groaner.
No, sounded like a groaner to
no,
me.
No, it's not.
That's very, very no, similar to not. A groaner.
That's not a groaner.
Private Pyle wrote you a groaner.
It's groan-esque.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Don and Mike.
Yes.
Hey, man, I think that through the pain and humiliation of Rod's haircut, would you say that the morale around the station has improved?
No. You know, here's the thing. Not enough people see it because he wears a ball cap a lot. He wears his brand new Washington Senators Nationals hat, whatever it is.
I've had that for a long time. I just don't wear it.
Yeah, I know. You didn't wear... I understand where you're coming from. You're not a Johnny-come-lately on the Senators Nationals bandwagon.
No.
You've had the hat for a long time, but you haven't worn the hat since you had your head shaved.
Well, isn't everybody a Johnny-come-lately when it comes to the Nationals, though?
Yeah.
Not Thomas Boswell, Mike.
You're here.
That sanctimonious sack of Jesus. If I got to read one more column about the eternal spring, the eternal green. Oh, what happened, Mike, with your bag?
I just knocked something.
What happened with your bag?
Spilled my tea.
Are your pants all right?
Spilled my tea.
Another leak.
All right, we'll stop here. You need to put your pants.
I got my pants back. It's just I'm a mess today.
All right, well, then we'll break.
Hey, fried foods.
Be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Oh, yeah.
Not do. You should not call them Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
No. Uh-huh.
Sure that's our name.
What is this website?
Intertops. I-N-T-E-R. Buzz, you have to go there. Intertops.com. Thank you, though, for making the effort, Buzz. It's it's a betting site. And
well, never mind.
Here are the odds. Yeah, right. What do you want there? It's not porno. here are the odds. Anwar, the guy with the dreads.
Yeah,
he's your leader at 5-2.
Yeah, I can see that.
Meaning, if you bet $2, is right. You bet two, you win $5.
Uh-huh.
Yep.
Okay. Then Bo, the guy with the long hair, he's 3-1. He's the second favorite.
You bet $2, you get $6. Mm-hmm.
Then Mario Vasquez is third, Nadia fourth, and Carrie Underwood is fifth. According to this thing, I don't even know who half these people are. I'd have to see the faces. Lindsay is the one that's got the worst odds, 40-1.
Wow.
She might be the one with the big face.
She's saying River Deep
Mountain High. Right. So anyway, if you actually want to bet on who's going to want to win on American Idol, that is a site to go to.
Very good.
Now, yes.
I bet $30 on Travis Tucker.
Hey. Oh, I want to tell you something. This is too funny. After all the hoopla that this guy got, because he was from the D.C. area.
Right.
I'm watching Channel 5 this morning, the morning news.
Right.
And his plane arrived from California.
Right.
And Channel 5 was there to cover.
Oh, good.
The massive turnout.
Yes, yes.
That included his mother and father.
Ah.
And that's it.
That's it?
That's it.
Oh, that's unfortunate.
So, I felt bad for the dude, this guy, Travis Tucker. He's getting off the airplane, and he's still dressed. He's got the bling, and he's, and he almost looked for a second as if he expected...
More people?
Yeah, and it's just his mom and dad, and some broad from Channel 5 with
that
the camera.
It?
That was it.
Oh, that's too bad.
He's a winner in life, though, so...
Marshall and Tanya.
Marshall's
parents. Tanya Tucker. Yeah, like Anna Tuckers. Sandra Bullock.
Uncle Forrest.
Forrest Tucker. Okay, now Buzz.
I'm sorry.
Hold on. Sorry. You know, once the race has started, you cannot bet on the horse.
That's
now,
right.
If you want to jump in here with the big boys, you want to play the name game, then let's play. And let's play right now.
I just think when you're playing the Tucker game, Marshall always seems to end it.
Sure.
Yeah. Let's play the name game.
All right.
We'll go to Beth Ann for a name. Hello, B.A.
Hey.
We're going to include Buzz in this game. We're going to include Buzz in this game. Give us a first name or a last name. Make it a good one, please.
Me?
Yes. Hello?
I know, I'm thinking. Carson.
Carson Daly.
Johnny Carson.
We doing Carson as a first name or a last name?
I don't know. That's not a good
one. Kid Carson.
Give us a better one.
A better one than Carson?
Yes.
Anderson.
Louis Anderson. First or last name?
Last.
Louis Anderson.
Okay. Richard Dean Anderson.
Harry Anderson. John Anderson.
Lonnie Anderson.
Mm.
Buzz?
Yes. Buzz Anderson. No, I don't know.
Next one would win, right?
If you had one and I couldn't come up with one.
Yeah, that's what I mean, because I'm telling you, friend, is that I'm out. So
John Anderson, the country star. Not John Anderson, the political candidate.
John Anderson, the guy who ran for president.
That was the first one I had.
Oh, okay. Oh, God damn. See, smart guy, you want to jump in now?
Oh, sorry, I didn't say it was easy. Hans Christian.
Oh, excellent.
Very good strong.
Good one.
Might be.
Good one. Anderson. Oh.
Did we have Lynn? I believe we did.
We did not have Lynn Anderson. We never promised you a rose garden. There you go up now.
Oh, God.
Ken Anderson used to be the quarterback for the Cincinnati Bengals. I bet you remember him.
Yes.
Okay.
Absolutely. Anderson Little, the clothing store that's no longer in business.
First name, Anderson. Okay, Mike, you're king of the Andersons.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
I kick your ass, Buzz.
You
all did. Everyone kicked
I believe
ass.
That I took the commanding lead with Hans Christian.
Yes, you did.
Yeah.
Yes, you
That's
did.
That's a great left field pull.
There was
no looking back at that point. They can't take that away from you.
You and your lederhosen.
Keeney Anderson.
Thank you, B.A.
Okay.
Thanks.
Bye-bye.
There she goes. Goodbye, now.
And Buzz, incidentally, we finally found someone worse at putting on the spot and asking them to come up with a simple name than you.
I am so relieved.
that mantle has officially been passed to Beth Ann. Hello, Ralph.
Yeah, how are you guys? Or how are you, how's the day going?
Okay.
Way to modify.
Boy, I tell you, Ralph, took a while to get that out, didn't it?
Thank you, Ralph. You're still here. What can we do for you?
Hey, what if we all called, we all bet $100 on the 40-1 on that American Idol, then we all call in and make her win. Wouldn't we be rigging that to win?
Yeah, no small task there, Ralph, with there millions of people calling
just
in.
Just might work.
Genius, I believe that this week they had over 100 million votes, so I guess...
I'm trying to organize that right now.
You know, really, in all seriousness, as everybody knows, you know...
Please go to the website, thisguysfullofcrap.com.
That guy, Travis Tucker, you know, I participated with the whole town of Manassas in what they call a vote for Travis Tucker thing, where you got everybody, all the businesses, they had posters up for this guy.
Wow.
And I'm sitting there going, hey, this is terrific. You know, you got a real groundswell of support. Who knows if they're having, in every town they're going to have support, but right. Who knows if everybody's got this kind of grassroots. And then... You know, Seacrest comes out and says, well, we had over, wasn't it like 124
million votes? Yeah.
Wow. And you realize no matter what, it's going to be the way the person is perceived on TV.
Wonder if anyone got shut out.
You mean zero votes?
No votes.
That's funny.
Mr. Blutarski.
As bad as he felt when he lost, he had to feel worse this morning at National Airport.
Yeah.
Getting off the airplane, and there's dumb Channel 5. Hey, how you doing?
Well, I'm
well, the guy was all right. The guy held it together.
Yeah, good.
Sandra Bullock. Listen to this. And it's so funny, I've called her Sandra Bullock for her entire career. Mm-hmm. She's a good-looking woman. Yeah. I think she's okay.
Yeah, we disagree on that one.
Sandra Bullock.
I'm not a fan.
Obviously, I'm not that much of a fan because I called her Sandra Bullock.
Well, yeah, I've always thought you called her Sandra Bullock out of, kind of a term of endearment.
I mean,
if it came down to her and a lot of other women, you would choose Sandra Bullock. I know you think she's prettier than, say, Cameron Diaz.
Yes, mm-hmm. Well, Cameron Diaz is new improved Joker mouth, but doing improved Joker products, but still, even with Sandra Bullock, I would not do anything involving that part of her anatomy.
Acupuncture will change that.
It will not, Buzz. That, I'm telling you.
Well, I know that part.
And if that's the case, I'm suing this lady. If I come out and say, hey, guess what? I want it there.
Yeah.
forget it. I'd rather be uptight and be miserable yeah. than have that. Anyway, listen, here's the thing about Sandra Bullock. Where did I read this? In one of my wife's magazines. Hold on. Sandra Bullock, 40 years old. How has she been able to remain one of the most beautiful and desirable women in the world?
How?
Thanks to hemorrhoid cream, which she rubs on her face 3 times a day.
I have read that models use it under their eyes. I didn't know that they put it on the whole face.
It is the most pertinent secret I learned in this job. It helps against the wrinkles. I would not be where I am today without Preparation H.
Wow.
This is Sandra Bullock.
You can keep the applicator.
Well, hey, I'm going to run right out and
buy some. That's great.
3 times a day.
Would you ever put Preparation H on if somebody said it would, like, take swelling from under your eyes out or something like that?
No. See, here's the great thing about being a guy.
Mm-hmm.
When you're a guy and you start to fall apart.
Yeah.
You're okay.
You look better.
Because, yeah, you know, you look grizzled. You've been through life.
Well, thank you.
You're a woman. You're a woman. You start to fall apart, and right away, you know what that is? Another brick in the wall.
If you do use it, though, make sure you use a clean applicator tip.
I lost the applicator.
That is...
it shrinks well.
That whole clean applicator, that's overrated.
Not necessary.
Don't need it. This is insane. I was on a Superman site today. There's a shock. And I'm looking for information about Superman Returns, the new movie that I'm going to be making. And
is that the one with Ben Affleck?
No, the one with Ben Affleck is the one where he plays the guy on TV who killed himself, George Reeves.
Oh, so this is a real Superman movie.
Real Superman movie. Guess who they've cast as dad?
Who?
As Jor-El's dad.
Yeah, the same role of that was played by Marlon Brando?
Yes, you're close.
Okay, who would that be?
You're close, Mike.
Can I have a hint?
He's dead.
Well, he's dead.
That's right, it's Marlon Brando. What they're going to do, and I can't imagine how awful this is going to
be. Oh, so it is Marlon Brando?
They're going to use footage from the Superman movie with Christopher Reeve.
That's ancient.
Yeah. Hello? Thank you.
Do you remember the ancient quality of that, even when it was done the first time? Uh-huh. With all that blue light?
They are convinced that they can make it look nice, and they've got enough scenes that it were not used in the movie Superman.
Why not?
Oh, come on.
Didn't they pay Marlon Brando an astronomical amount of money?
$1 million or something for one day's work or something
like
that.
Yeah, and he was only on screen for like 90 or 100.
I just can't. I've got to get back to Tahiti.
And maybe they could also pull footage from Last Tango in Paris.
Hello, Rob.
Yes, please.
Yeah.
Yeah. What? What?
I was just, on your name game, I was going to say Pam Anderson. You guys didn't.
Yeah, but you didn't.
Hey, we had it. I had it. I said Pam Anderson.
No, he didn't say Pam Anderson. Did you? I don't think he did.
I don't remember.
But either way, you're not allowed to call. See, now we're going to have to play the game with you and beat you into submission because you're not allowed to call afterwards.
Yeah, but, you know, he's really violated a rule. I mean, this is long after the delay.
I'm sorry.
I mean, it's long after the delay.
I'm from Wichita, and that guy's
here. You knew that we were done talking about this. Anybody can come up with one later.
And I really didn't think I had Pam Anderson. Maybe I didn't. I don't know.
We came up with it while it was going on, and we just didn't get in until then. So
that
was my problem.
Buzz, why don't you give us a name, and Mike and I can beat this guy into submission.
All right. Johnson. Lyndon Johnson.
Well, is it first or last name?
Last name only.
Magic Johnson.
Jimmy Johnson.
Billy White Shoes Johnson.
Jimmy Johnson of the Philadelphia Eagles.
Ooh.
Jimmy Johnson, the NASCAR driver.
Randy Johnson.
I already said Jimmy Johnson, the NASCAR driver.
Well, then I say Jimmy Johnson, the NFL coach, as opposed to Jimmy Johnson, the other Jimmy Johnson,
I mentioned
who's the
Randy
coach of the
Johnson,
Philadelphia Eagles defense.
The new pitcher of the Yankees.
That's Randy Johnson. Yeah,
I just said it.
Yeah, already had that one.
Yeah.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Now don't call us back in 10 minutes and say, you know.
No. Yeah.
Whatever. You got what I'm saying, or you're going in the book?
I got you.
Okay.
All right, what do you have to say about all that, huh?
Where's your mom live?
Where my mom lives on the west side of town.
No.
And what do they call that side of town?
West side of Wichita.
No, they call that Whoreville, son.
Yeah, killed my neighbor.
Turn your radio down. Oh, God! Man.
No.
You're one step away from the book. Has your mom had sex with Satan?
Yes.
And what happened when she had sex with Satan?
She got taken off by a tornado.
You know where?
No, you were conceived.
Oh.
You know where his mom really does live?
Where?
Bichita.
Bichita.
Hey, tell
we all live in Bichita.
Listen, I can say this even with the new thing. Let me just ask you something. Your mom in general, does she suck?
No.
You know what I mean, as a person.
Yeah.
Does she suck?
No.
That's not the right answer.
My mom is wonderful.
Oh, no, your mom's a whore. Because you're a bad caller.
I'm sorry.
Are you?
So answer again. Does your mom suck?
My mom sucked very badly.
There you go. And where does she live?
In Wichita.
No!
In Wichita.
No. And who
we'll accept Wichita.
And,
right.
And finally, who is your father?
Satan.
There you go. All right. Goodbye.
Kind of like having a cocktail party, people coming in and out of conversations, a lot of energy in the room. It's a lot of fun.
Yeah, right. The people at the cocktail party, people that you're surprised made it into your house.
And
Wichitans were worried BTK would give them a bad name.
Yeah, really.
Got this guy.
Oh, hold on. I got something else about Will Smith. Okay, here. I love just doing a search on Will Smith and finding whatever quotes it is he's saying. He wants to be president or
he fascinates you.
Yes. Here it is now. The quote of the day from Will Smith. I interpret this to mean he's a very large black man and he can mess you up if he wants to.
Mm.
Here's the quote. People see who I am 96% of the time. And they forget. I'm a 210-pound, 6'2", black guy who trained for a year and a half for Ali. So, you know, people, they think if you're nice, you're soft. And then he says, here's the last part.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a badass. Yeah, well, there's no better way to let the world know you're a badass.
God.
Hi, this is Will Smith. And I am a badass.
Wow, why worry about guys that have to say they're a badass?
You've been warned.
See? Yeah.
I've always been aware that the guys that have to talk a good game are not necessarily
all
that tough.
See, Brother Michael?
It seems to me that if you have to continuously remind people what a tough guy you are, you might not necessarily be as tough as you claim to be.
Think so, Brother Michael?
Yes, I believe so.
And I worry about people who suffer from the badass.
Mm-hmm.
Bad, dirty ass.
Yeah.
All the preparation H being used on faces.
Okay, Rob, good news for you. It's the end of the week.
Yes?
I'll finally read your story about Castro.
Thank you.
And you made the Rob found a special story for you.
Yeah, and every day he says to me, are you going to read the story about Castro? I got a ton of stuff to get to.
I'm fascinated with Cuba.
America will thank you for reading this tale.
All right, now, according to Rob, Fidel Castro wants to raise the spirits of the people who live in Cuba.
Okay.
He's not going to drop.
Are you talking about cheer them up?
Yes.
Are you talking about having like
cheer them up.
You know, not a seance or anything.
No. You cheer them up, and it has nothing to do with, getting rid of communism. And
nothing Santeria or anything like that.
Nothing to make me happy like Cuban cigars being legal.
Yeah.
And he's not going to raise the average worker salary.
Oh.
The average person in Cuba makes $11 a month. He is selling cheap pressure cookers right now, and he's selling them through the government. Right now, a high-quality imported pressure cooker costs $25, and the cheap aluminum knockoff costs about $5. Under Fidel Castro's new plan, announced on Tuesday, the government will subsidize top-of-the-line pressure cookers. So those will only cost $5 as well.
So the real good ones will only be $5.
Right. That's right.
Isn't that nice of him?
And Fidel Castro dropped this on the nation during a 5-hour televised speech. He said this will do away with the rustic kitchen.
Very good.
So now tell me why every day you've asked me.
What the hell did you want him to read that for, Rob?
To read this story.
You don't find that fascinating?
A pot for every chicken.
And keep in mind, even with the subsidy, it's costing you half of a month's salary to buy the pressure cooker.
Right.
And he's thinking, this is what's going to fix things
and
there?
All that heat and pressure in a cheap aluminum pan, what could possibly go wrong?
That's right. So anyway, I think it's fascinating.
Okay.
Hail Castro.
Okay. I'm not sure what's wrong with him.
I tried to help, Rob.
But something's wrong with him on that one.
I think he just got outvoted on that one.
Wow, I'm standing
by it. I gave him my best shot on a Friday.
I know, I appreciate it.
I thought it was going to be, and then he fell down a flight of stairs.
Think of how tender the chicken will be.
Yes, you know, that's what it is. It's a pressure cooker.
And also, every time you've told me about this story this week, also, it's the money aspect. It's Rob's doing in his head, like he says,
right.
Well, if they cost $25 now, and then they cost $5 later, why? And if they only make $11 a week, why it's going to take them 3 weeks to earn enough money to get, and every time I've not had the balls to say, what?
They will cook twice the chicken in half the time.
Every time I just say to them, okay, I promise we'll work the story in.
Thank you.
And isn't a pressure cooker just like a glorified pot anyway?
No, it
actually seals in the heat and steam, and the pressure forces the moisture into the food and makes it, cooks it quickly.
I think I see why these two guys are into it right here.
Captain
Crunch won't stick to the chicken.
But that's how KFC cooks their chicken.
Really?
Yes, they pressure cook it. That's what Harlan Sanders did.
Most folks. Okay, now thank you.
$5.50?
There's your story. Get out of here now. Now, two great stories, especially if you're heading off to be with your family this weekend, as Rob and I are, be with our wives. Beautiful stories for you for the weekend. 56-year-old man handed himself over to police. This happened last Sunday. Let me see. This happened in Thailand.
Oh.
He's 56. He gets up at 7:30 in the morning, and he's upset because they're outside praying, his wife and his daughter, and they're praying in a very loud manner. His 21-year-old daughter and his 63-year-old wife are outside, and they're praying. And he comes outside, and he says, "Stop praying so loudly." Uh-huh. And they said, "It's Sunday. We're going to pray." He went in. He went inside and got his machete and came out and chopped them to death.
Lee.
Yeah.
That's quite.
Where did this happen?
Thailand.
Wow.
But that's not the best one of the day. And thanks for that response. Thank you.
That's what you like, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's the real disgusting.
That's what I love. Yeah. That's a real feel good. They're like praying. You know,
they're praying to God and then they're hacked
to death. Thank you, God. He comes out and says, "Hey, shut up." They say, "Hey, come on, knock it off. We're praying to God." "Oh, thank you, God." And then he comes out and he cuts them to pieces.
Then he put their heads in pressure cookers.
And then you got this one now. There's not a name on this, but it's from Melbourne, Australia.
Nothing good happens down there.
Listen to this. It's a guy that wanted to kill himself, but he was afraid that he would screw it up. He had tried to kill himself before, and he was unable to do it. So he paid two guys $5,000 to help him, two 18-year-olds. What he did was he took two bottles of prescription sleeping pills, and if that didn't kill him in 10 minutes... The two guys that he hired were supposed to come in the room, bash his head in with iron bars.
Mm-hmm.
This is true. So the guy's figured out now, I'm going to have the two bottles of pills.
It's a good plan.
Hire the guys to smash my head.
Great plan.
Just last Friday, the three guys, the guy and the two guys that he's hired, they drive out to the middle of nowhere. He takes the two boxes of prescription sleeping pills. Instead of dying, he starts convulsing.
Oh.
This confuses the young hitman. So they grab the iron bars and they whack him a couple times in the head. They say, okay, he's dead.
Mm-hmm.
And they drive away. But the thing is, the guy that so badly wanted to commit suicide that he hired people, he lived.
Oh, no.
He was found, bloodied, and disoriented.
Wow.
Walking down the road.
Ooh.
Taken to the hospital, later transferred to the psych ward. Now, the part about the hitmen, these two guys, they spent their $5,000 when the cops caught them on top shelf alcohol, cigars, cell phones, and video games. And they are charged with attempted murder.
Reminds me of Fargo.
That's too
good. Out of their cabin.
Yeah. That's too great.
So you're saying the guy that wanted to die, he didn't go, and the people that were praying to God got hacked by a machete.
That's why that's a feel good.
Is
on a
there
Friday.
No justice in
How
the world?
How about that? And that Castro, Rob, he's crazy.
He's a kooky guy.
He's nutty.
Pressure cooker.
Cheap pan.
Nutty. Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello. Hello.
Speak to us.
Oh, what do I got to do that? Hello, you're on the air.
Hey, guys, have you seen any the trailers for the Fantastic Four movie?
I have not, and who is it that guy from The Shield that's going to be the thing?
It's the commish.
Yeah, the commish. Yeah,
Michael Chiklis.
I think he's coming on the show on Monday. We'll ask him about that. I think he's...
Ask him about his thing.
You know what? That's remotely funny. The character he plays,
I think, you ought to be called
the thing.
I've seen a picture of that character. You ought to be called Clay, because he looks like he's made out of clay.
Yeah.
Big chunks and gobs of clay.
It's clobbering time.
Is that what he says?
That's what he says all the time. It's clobbering time. Let's do the phone scan here.
Because we can.
Rob never stops working. He saw the porno Fantastic Foreskin.
That's a great one. You should see who plays the thing in that one.
Thank you, Rob. Could have used that during your Castro story. I mean, no, it's got nothing to do with Castro. Could have used it, though.
Next time, just to add a sentence, you know. Then he gave away all the pressure cookers, and he fell down.
877-365-3636. That's the toll-free number. Let's take a rotating random phone scan. And either during this phone scan or sometime in the hour, funny man Frank Caliendo is calling in.
Yeah, from Fox TV.
Because I don't know what happened. The day that I inadvertently ran over Rudy and we weren't here, I think we played a rerun. And he called you today?
Late last night, his website got slammed.
There you go.
So anyway, listen to this. Frank, lucky that he is going to be in Wichita this weekend.
Hello.
So we'll see if we can help him move some tickets. But he's not in this break, right?
No.
We're safe with phone calls here? All right, little brains. Here we go. Be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
This ain't my first time at the rodeo. The professor delivered to Pepsi was my power. I can use it any way I want. It's a sword.
Yes. Oh, hold on. He laughed over the end of it. Yes.
You made me laugh. You're not supposed to talk during it. You made me laugh.
It cuts both ways.
The Don and Mike Show.
Keep the secret, my sweet. Cuts both ways.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere but America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Right. Oh, Michael Jackson's Judge.
Send me a bill.
Thank you.
I never shot nobody. I didn't have to.
Wow. Good.
Thank you. He's got new stuff to say today, I think.
A couple of big ones. Don and Mike.
And I'm going to... Boy, it's a good thing I had the acupuncture. Because I'm just going to ignore the fact that the phones, just as we've said, we're going to go to a phone segment.
Oh, no.
No.
They didn't crash again, did they?
No, I'm back to Weatherbug.
That's exciting.
When you installed AIM, you chose to include Weatherbug.
I think the Weatherbug might be the reason our computer is crashing.
I can install that for you.
Finish, please. Okay, Weatherbug. Now, I press on it, and it says Weatherbug loading.
I'll exterminate that.
Hold on, and...
I could make a phone call.
There you go. Hold on. Did I... No. It's not currently hooked up to a server.
Oh.
Our telephone system. Would Nat the engineer please join us in the studio? I've got something to help fill the time with phone calls.
Oh, good.
Matt?
That Weatherbug I hate so bad.
Hi, Joe.
You should get mad.
Why?
Because Matt came in and took a note from my configuration, and right as you're going back to air, they cut the phones because they're back there fixing them. You should get mad. You should
Hold
get
on.
Mad.
Okay, I'm ready to explain. I'm ready to. But I just feel so mellow.
Yeah.
But explain to me. Well, I mean,
I feel mellow.
It's the whole acupuncture thing. Joe,
maybe you can take a call now.
But explain to me what they did. Well, hold on. Here is Matt. Hold on. Matt, what was Joe just ratting you out about? Matt?
I got to rat Jeff out on this.
All right, Joe. Sure, Jeff, the other engineer. Why?
Right. Well,
it's like a hockey game, isn't it? All this buck passing.
I'm going to pass the buck on this one.
Okay, but why? What's wrong with the phones now? Are you guys doing something? Are you trying to do something while we're...
We just tried to access. It should have been transparent to the show, and obviously...
Okay, listen.
Might not have been.
What have we told you for the longest time?
What
seriously?
I've been saying for years.
Really? Where am I getting that sound from? I have no telephone turned on. There's no line that's open, and I'm hearing stuff now.
Uh-huh.
Seriously, guys.
Right.
You're screwing my acupuncture now. Listen to me. You got a radio station that's 80% goddamn coming off a satellite. You got a morning show for 4 hours where you're not really on the air. You're just running a show from New York. You got a midday show from New York that you're running off satellite. You got a show late at night that you run off satellite. Why you got to come in from 3 to 7 to screw with the equipment? And you know what I'm doing? I'm internalizing this.
You're doing a good job. You're doing a fine job.
You're a freaking loser, and you guys are all freaking losers. And get out of here and stop screwing with the phones.
Will do. All right. Once they're fixed. Thank you. Thank you, Matt. There he goes. Are they going to have him back on now? I mean, we're doing a phone scan here.
How about this? How about instead of fixing the phones, you guys have a few more Hostess products.
Wow.
Hey, listen, you know, I ain't that fat that I can't make a fat joke.
Right.
Okay.
Hey, fat guys can make fat jokes.
Mike, it wasn't directed at you.
I know.
It was directed at...
I know it wasn't directed at me.
No, he knows.
Okay. You didn't have to say that.
I'm sorry if that's the acupuncture talking.
He just wanted to make sure it wasn't hurting your feelings.
Thank you, Buzz. Mm-hmm. And that was the acupuncture talking.
You know who wouldn't do that to me?
Who? What's his name with his birthday, your best friend?
Brian Navarro.
Brian Navarro.
Screw him.
Hey!
It's his birthday. Yeah.
That birthday. That joke should have been transparent to the show.
These guys. These dopey idiot guys. Seriously, this is part of the problem here. Well, I mean, everything's part of the problem. Mm-hmm. You know, they've got one show that's on live. I take it back. Two. Sports Junkies, although they're on vacation this week.
Right.
Yeah. So really, they had from 5 o'clock in the morning, or even going back to yesterday, 1 o'clock in the morning, until 3 o'clock today.
Yeah.
When they could have fixed the telephone.
10 hours.
They all go to work as soon as our show is on the air.
Right.
Want to get lunch in.
Yeah, I know. They're not missing many meals back there. And, you know, I'm sorry I was polite before.
Don't be.
No.
I could go to goddamn Pier 1 or Pottery Barn and get a little shelf to put this machine on, which you should have done 8 freaking months ago. You've ruined my acupuncture. Stupid, fat, dumb engineers. Let's take a meeting about this. What exactly is it that you would like in the studio?
Again.
Tools? And I'm calling you tools, although you should use tools to make it so you can take a phone call and play a goddamn sound effect.
I agree.
That's all. And all it means is moving this machine right here and getting rid of this antiquated piece of 1967. This thing looks like a remote control.
That does look old.
For a TV from 1960. This is what we're using to start our computers with.
That should be right next to the really oversized wireless phone.
Do you know where that button is from?
Where?
They found it at the transmitter.
Really?
Yeah, it's a 4-button remote. We only needed one button,
mm-hmm.
and they chose to use the green button to make us fire commercials.
Well, because it was free.
It was free.
Stupid.
It was found equipment.
This works.
We're going to make a list. That's the latest dance. Make us a list of everything you'd like in the studio. Mm-hmm. So I stupidly sit down and
you just put one thing on the list. You just put one thing on the list, a new studio.
Well, that, you know, that ain't never going to happen. But they come in one by one and say, oh, we're working on the list. Then I got like, I come in for a stupid meeting today. Where I come in the studio and have to explain to them the concept.
Of ergonomics.
It's a piece of equipment that's about 18 inches long and about 8 inches wide. It's got a bunch of sound bites in it. It's a little mini computer. Mm-hmm. Well, I'd like it moved about a foot and a half closer to me so I don't have to lean all the way over here.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't have to be an engineer to figure out. You know what you do? You get like a nice, you know, screw it. Go to Walmart, go to Target. Get one of those.
Wow, now I know you're hot.
That's right, Mike.
You mentioned Target.
That's right.
Wow.
Go out and buy me a goddamn Lazy Susan.
Mm-hmm.
The first word is a word I know you guys are associated with. Go out and get me an engineer Susan to put the instant replay on. That's all I need.
Just a little stand.
Mm-hmm.
Just to raise it up a little bit.
And all
so you don't have to, and what it is, I don't think we've ever explained it, so you don't have to go off mic when you are
just want to press a button.
Grabbing that.
And the phone thing, I'm sorry, I've not said anything about this on the air for the longest time. These absolute dingleberry-eating nimrods, what they do is they got all the time of the day. When this station runs satellite programming, when if they wanted to, they could tear this studio apart.
Mm-hmm.
They got to wait till we're doing the show.
Always been like that.
Yeah. Well, yeah, it
seems to be this always does seem to be work time.
When we
she's Don and Mike. Hey, you know what? Hey, they'll work around it. They'll do a bit around it.
You know, if Wendell was still working here,
He would have peeled out of the parking lot already. I'd laid rubber. I miss those days. You know, that was the only redeeming thing when we would have a rave out about the engineers is that Wendell would get angry.
$5 sir, do the best we can. Why do you need to personally attack me, Dr. Geronimo?
This phone works. Put Joe on.
Okay.
Please.
Hello?
Are you happy now? I mean, did I give you what you wanted? Hey, stupid!
Hello?
Hello, moron! Hey, Joe.
What happened? Joe?
I'm here.
Uh-oh. Idiot. You know, you wanted me to get mad.
Who, me? Yeah, I did.
Yeah, okay.
Job done.
Now the tech is right, they won't come in the studio. If you want, you can take
them. I'm mad at you!
Why?
You stupid ass!
I didn't do anything.
You came in the studio. You alerted me to the phone problem. You said you should be mad. You were right. I call you up. It's real simple.
I've been mad since 2:24 when I first mentioned it. Joe. The computer was screwed up.
Joe, he just said when he said, are you happy now? And then there was this silence. We thought the phone disconnected.
But it was just your brain.
It was your brain not
nothing
functioning.
Nothing gets done unless you get mad, Don. I can kick walls and punch holes in the walls and nothing gets done. These guys have been working
very hard. Listen, Joe, are you happy now? Are you happy? God, are you happy now? You've ruined my absolute great acupuncture feeling thing I had going.
I didn't ruin it.
Yes, you did.
I don't want it in the studio.
But you brought it to my attention. You're an enabler. And then I come back to you, and you just sit there. You know, just dead air.
Well, that's because we turned down the monitor when we pick up the phone. I don't know what's going on.
So you don't understand when I'm talking to you on the telephone, and I say, was that what you wanted? And I just get silence?
That's what I wanted, Don.
I'm
mad as hell, and I want something done about it.
Here's the laughing in the back.
Yeah, I heard. Yeah, tell her she's next on my hit parade.
Now I heard an oh no. I heard her say an oh no.
Keep laughing, honey.
I'm not laughing.
Keep laughing. Do I amuse you, Beth Ann?
Yes, she said.
Do I amuse you? Charlie M! You made me pop your eye out for Charlie M! Stupid goddamn incompetence. And I don't want them coming in the studio now. Really.
They don't want to come in.
I don't want them in here.
Are we still dead?
No, it appears the phones work.
Oh, good.
Try one.
Shut up! Why don't you try one of these? I got two of them in my pants. Why don't you try one of them?
Well, you didn't want me to be silent.
Goddamn, Joe. You know, you moron. You're lucky I like you.
I'm confused.
And that is unusual. How?
That's exactly what I mean.
Right. Thanks for saving us, Joe. Thanks for giving us the out there.
Well, see if the phones work.
Okay, yes, Commandant.
All right, Joe, you can
maybe,
eject now.
Joe, maybe I don't feel like taking calls now. Maybe all the creative energy, because I'm an artist, has been wasted.
Was just sent out into the air during that
meanwhile,
tantrum.
Meanwhile, I have to call Dr. Kevorkian.
Dr. Needles?
Yes, to get another session now.
Do you want one of my ice packs?
No, Mike. Okay. No, but how is your back?
It's better.
Thank you.
Yeah, it's much better, Mike.
I'm sorry I didn't ask before.
It's really not, but I didn't want to pile on here with, you know.
I care,
you.
Mike.
I know you care.
I care.
Yeah, actually, it's okay. With the way my day has been going, it's cool.
Joe, I don't care about your day. I really I do. Don't.
Would you like to laugh?
What?
Ask him about his W-2 form.
Yes.
I accidentally shredded my W-2 form.
See? You feel better, don't you?
That is a bad day.
And then I had to dig them out and paste them back together.
Hey, I'm sure the IRS will love that.
Do they take them like that?
Actually, I'm going to scan it tonight and try to paste it together computer-wise.
Joe, you're all right.
You're just so friggin' stupid. But you know what I mean?
In a charming way.
It was like a compliment, Joe. You're okay. I love you, but goddamn, you're dumb. Hey, come on in here and cut a liner.
Are you cutting a liner?
Yeah, you know what?
Come on in.
You know what? I really am sorry. I don't feel like taking phone calls right now.
Okay.
I would much rather Have some fun. We got some station liners.
Okay. I'll be right in.
But hold on. Hold on. Hold on, my dim-witted friend. See if you can find someone who has an equal talent and energy level to you around the station.
I make a suggestion.
Sure.
Colette. She was on yesterday. Let's keep the streak going.
Right. Wonderful. My lady.
Okay. And bring Colette in. And
okay.
We've got some liners here from whatever. Okay, bye, Joe.
Bye.
See you soon.
It's always that time.
Oh, no. And now, well.
Oh, no.
Now the machine that I would like moved 18 inches over, that's.
Yes, it's dead.
Well, hold on. Hold on. Let's,
maybe
let's
it needs
reset.
To be a reset.
Sure. Why wouldn't it need to be reset?
Power it off and power it back on.
Hey, I've got a question.
That only takes about 8 minutes.
I've got a question.
What's that, Joe?
Have you seen my W-2 form? I can't find it.
God damn.
It's in pieces.
This place.
4:30 in the studio, time to reset everything.
Yeah, right in the middle of the show.
Yeah,
it was a good time to play. Well, wouldn't want to intrude on those TGI McFriday Applebee's plans.
Sorry to intrude.
No, Fuddruckers has got there early. Get there before 4:30. You got a free chocolate sundae today. You creeps. Don't even come in the studio today. Don't come in. Just don't come in.
They won't. Done.
Just get in your car right now and leave.
He says, don't come in.
Just get in your cars and leave.
Don't come in.
Don't
all
do
of
it.
You. Don't do it. You stay away.
True.
Don't come in. Don't come into the studio. You know, sometimes when you get towards the end, I want to
be whack. Oh, of course, that's the play. That's the tape we have to play to make sure it works.
That's the only tape that works.
Oh, God. Thank you very hard, Rob. Now, let's see. Well, Mike, I'm sorry.
Nothing.
I'm sorry. I'm unraveling. God damn it. I was so together 90 minutes ago. I was so together before the show today. What do you want?
I can't find Colette.
Okay. All right. You're fired. I love you. You get out of here. Just forget it.
I shredded my W-2 form.
We'll do it Monday. We'll do it Monday. You idiot.
Get out of here.
Don't come in.
You big idiot.
What I was going to say was that when you get to the end of one of those... Are you with me?
Yeah.
When you were at the end of one of those...
Don't say that to me. I say that to you. I'm with you.
I was... well,
Mike, I'm collecting myself.
I know you are. I know.
Collecting myself. My
I was going to say you sound almost like Ditko when you get to the end of those. You know, I said, don't come in. See? That's why I was sharing
that. That's a compliment. Thank you.
That's why I went back to it a third time.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Because I knew you'd like that.
I appreciate it.
Because it's Ditko and all that.
As you know, I mean, really, what's the point of, like, spending 3 hours with a lady putting needles and trying to tell me to, you know, hey, don't be so cynical about stuff. You got a good life. Be happy. You like your job. You like your wife.
You do.
Most times you like your friends.
You do better spending the morning with the guy that I spent the morning with.
I come in and, Jesus Christ, though, you know, I mean, it's like daddy daycare with these goddamn engineers.
You better spend the morning with the guy I spent the morning with.
Well, that's right. I wouldn't want ice in my pants. That's true.
No,
you're not your chiropractor? Who was that? Who's that?
I was doing a joke.
Brian Navarro.
Oh,
you know what? This one of those days, I think I dipped myself in invisible paint. To be quite effing honest with you, that's what I think. But I'm not going to rave out about that. I'm not going to rave. I'm not. This is one of those
Please
days.
Please don't. I'm not
wondering
ignoring you.
Whether this is working today, frankly. I'm
wondering.
Are you
going to do that to me? Yes, like you do to our listeners?
I'm basically wondering whether I'm dipped in invisible paint today. That's one of those
things. I see you. I hear you.
I'm just trying to have fun over here.
Okay, and listen, hold on.
I'm just trying to have fun.
When you ate your cakes the other day and everything,
yes.
Didn't I step out of the way and let you have your fun?
It's not stepping out of the way.
All right, didn't I help you have your
it's
fun?
It's not. This
didn't
is
I
give
help
and
you?
Take. Come
didn't
on.
I know, but come on. Didn't I give and take
Come
you?
On.
So just give and take with me.
What?
I'm having a moment about the telephone.
So anyway, as I was saying,
I'm wrapped with attention. You're not invisible,
no,
Mike.
I know.
I see you. I hear you.
I understand.
I'm listening to you.
I understand.
I'm listening.
It's not
what
just
is it?
You today.
What is it?
It's not just you. It's everything. It's everything.
Like
today.
What? Tell me.
Now I don't want to talk about it. Now I'm too upset. You've made me mad already.
No, you're not upset.
Thinking in my brain what's left of it.
Listen, here's the thing. We can't turn on each other.
I know.
No.
I understand.
You're not invisible.
I know.
You're wearing a beautiful... I don't know what color that shirt is. Silver?
Yes,
silver shirt.
Silver stripes. Striped silver, yes.
It's like
a shiny silver
gray
shirt.
Gray or silver, whatever.
No, I think I know why I'm a little invisible today. I don't think
You're
I'm...
not invisible.
I don't think I'm bringing it all today. I don't think. I think the combination of the white sugar earlier in the week, I think I got to be a little louder, a little more demonstrative, and I'm not.
I'm breathing through my mouth. Do you hear that today?
No, I've not. You know,
that sucks, too.
See, on a normal day,
my beautiful foil shirt. I am actually today moving away from the microphone every time I have to grab a breath, because Mike? Otherwise it'll sound like this.
Mike?
Yes.
Where are you?
I see.
I can't see you.
I'm over here.
I can't see you, Mike.
I'm over here now.
Over here now.
Where are you? Over here. I can't see you.
I'm over here now.
You're not invisible, Mike. You know what that segment was? That's...
See, that was for the boys down the hall.
See, but now you're doing it now. You're like going on another tack, and I'm not over here saying, I'm invisible.
I understand. I understand. I'm listening. I listen to every word you say.
And I listen to every word you say.
This is not, you'd be okay.
Okay.
All right.
No, all right.
don't do no, my no, kids no. do that.
My kids do that.
Stop it.
Stop it.
I don't want to talk to you.
No. What are you going to do? Just hold your breath? I can't.
No. Right, don't repeat what I'm saying. Please. Okay.
Okay.
Yep.
Romero's restaurant.
Hey!
I'm telling you, you think the segment has been horse ass, but I'm telling you, if I hadn't had my acupuncture today,
I know.
This is a very entertaining rave.
There might actually be damage.
This is an entertaining rave, and you got a nice plug-in for Romero's.
Yes.
How about that, Hughes? I hate your ass, too.
Oh, come on. He can make an exception once in a while, can't he? I would think.
Bag glasses. Although he had nothing to do with any of this. Why not throw him under the bus?
Sure.
What the hell? It's Friday afternoon.
I understand.
There you go. Okay, so, we're cool?
Everything's fine.
We cool?
Yeah, right. Wait, how are the phones? How are we going to need them anymore?
The phones are on fire, baby.
And fuego.
Phones are on fire.
I'm not going to say that, Rob.
You should.
Well, I'll say it.
At least I didn't mention the Sunday brunch.
I hear it's great.
Thank you.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hey, guys.
What?
Hey, Rob, would you like your pressure cooker delivered to your mansion or your yacht?
At least the first call after all that time was worthwhile.
Here's the thing. 20 minutes ago or 20 years ago or 20,000 years ago when we started this bit, that would have been good, coming out of the chute, to be able to take a phone call that amused and entertained us. But no, now, because the engineers back there wiping the crumbs off themselves, you know, got their girly magazines, their Michael Jackson magazines hidden in all the different contours of the desks and the crawl spaces upstairs.
That was years ago, Don. I'm not sure they do that.
Mike, they're all the same. All the engineers are the same, with their ham radio handles and their love of guns and
years ago in the engineering room,
they get drunk on New Year's Eve and be alone at the transmitter site.
Years ago in the engineer's room, porno magazines were found in the drop ceiling.
By accident.
I mean, tons of them.
That's true.
Of them from maybe the 1960s.
That's true.
Yeah.
That ain't a joke.
Yeah.
Wow.
They were looking like just do some wires like you do over a drop ceiling, and they were found.
But that's okay.
We will not mention any names, though.
No. That's okay, engineers.
We're kitchen sinking anyway.
This place is going fine.
Great.
Things are doing great here.
Mm-hmm.
Everything's, your computers are great. Microphones, never a problem with them.
And most importantly, no dust.
They're going to paint. Did you know that? They're
going to paint
and do carpet.
Here's what I hope they paint. Condemned. Paint that.
Yeah. Hey, you know, and I didn't even mention the pool for the window with the bullet hole in it. Which somebody, whoever had the longest period of time has probably won.
I think it was Rob.
I think I took Navigator.
I think you did.
Yeah, the...
untouched.
The window with the bullet hole with the attack on the disc jockey.
Right.
The overnight disc jockey's life or whatever happened.
Untouched.
No. Still there.
But you know...
Whatever.
Go tell your master that ain't getting on the air.
Mm-hmm.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Don and Mike, radio gods.
Yeah, turn your radio down, please.
What?
All right. Hey, Buzz, did you hear about Lorena Bobbitt died yesterday?
This is a joke, right?
Uh-uh.
Sure?
If this is a joke...
You'll pay if it is.
Yeah, it's a joke. I gotta...
All right, you can't. You gotta go through the proper channels to tell a joke.
Okay. You know, if you want to tell a joke, you have to be prepared to put your telephone number
on
the air. And I'll tell you right now, you could be Chris Rock with the best piece of material in the world presented next to a naked Selma Hayek, and I don't think you get a laugh in this room.
Mm-hmm. And he's about as funny as one rib.
Okay. One rib, the Chris one Rock line. Okay. Your radio's still turned up.
And go ahead. Would you like to give your joke out? If we do laugh, you're a winner. If we don't laugh, we give out your phone number.
Would you like to put your number on the line? All right, eject then. I suggest you hang up.
Now you know it's just not funny.
Oh, it's the spur of the moment.
Spur of the moment. Well, I suggest you hang up. Did you hear that?
The moment has passed.
All right, off with the telephone.
Off with the telephone.
Okay, goodbye.
There we go.
There.
That felt great.
Yeah.
Right. Hi. When that phone hit that cradle, that felt
you
great.
Say,
Don and Mike, hello.
You can always say my mother is a bald whore that wears a yarmulke.
Wow.
What?
Sounds like a personal problem.
Next call. Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello. And this is what I was screaming at them? Fix this?
Yeah.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Gentlemen, how you doing?
Let's hear a word from Michael Jackson's judge.
You're a pretty independent character, aren't you?
Yeah. Yeah, what can we do for you?
That is the best. Judge Melville.
What can we do for... Hello?
Hey, can you guys put Joe in the book?
Dumbass. Get out of here.
He's gone.
What's the judge have to say?
Well, looks like it's going to be another fine day.
I don't think we're listening to the same show, dude. I don't know about you.
Put some bacon on a biscuit and let's go. We're burning daylight.
I like the judge.
See you in the iron skillet. For the biscuit. For the biscuit.
Hey, I wasn't invisible.
No, you see?
You remembered that, huh?
Of course I do.
Now, you will pack and come along with me quietly, or I'll arrest you and take you anyway.
Sounds like yesterday's trial.
Right. Michael Jackson thing. Oh, we got a break.
Now, don't you bet your life on it.
Well, hey, don't push me around, pal. We got to do these commercials, okay? I'm not the boss there.
Out here, due process is a bullet.
There you go. Due process.
There you go. All right, one more.
Judge Melville.
Just one more before
here he is.
I'm not in the habit of throwing kerosene on a fire.
Yeah, okay.
Good advice.
No, not a good enough one to go out on.
No.
Judge?
You do, and it'll be the biggest mistake you ever made, you Texas brush popper.
Okay, I'll take that.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Having a Don and Mike in New York City, if they're not on live anymore?
Are they back on? They were taken off for a while. Are they on or not on the air in New York, Don?
Don and Mike?
Yeah.
You know, I don't know whether they're on or not.
Well, Don and Mike are on. They're on in Washington, right?
I think that's where they originated from, yeah.
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 Las Vegas, hello.
The Don and Mike Show. They'll still be here after they thin the herd. Don Geronimo and Michael Miller.
No, it was, I guess it was last Tuesday that I had the thing with Rudy, and we didn't do a show that day. We ran a best of. One of the segments we ran was when Frank Caliendo was in here.
From Mad TV and also Fox Sports.
Yeah. It's funny as hell. Well, you know that. Mm-hmm. We played his disc before.
Right.
The Super Bowl stuff was killer, where he did all of them. Remember we even told JB about that thing?
Oh, yes. Yeah. I mean, he does that. He does Howie. He does Jimmy Johnson. He does Terry Bradshaw. He does JB.
But yeah, we've got to hip him, though, to the fact that JB with the Indeed.
Yes.
That's his crutch. Indeed, yes. Ron Baller. Indeed.
It will be a good time. Indeed.
So the deal is this, that Frank's website, I guess, he called Robbie. His website got all kinds of hits.
Due to the rebroadcast.
Yeah, and we love Frank, so here he is now. And guess what, Buzz?
What?
Not only is Frank on the phone, he's going to be in your hometown where we're heard every day.
Hey, hey, hey.
He's going to be in Wichita.
A lottery winner.
On Monday. Boy, who did you piss off to have to play Wichita?
It will be a good time indeed.
Yes. Yeah, that indeed is his crutch.
You know what? It's funny because... I just lost my whole train of thought.
Here's a guy that doesn't know where he's going with some of his voices.
What the heck just happened? I threw myself off by trying to go to the JB impression. I was going to say, hey,
Yeah, I you know, I got a lot of response from that, but the you know, the NFL bit, where I look like, when I watched it, I go, God, I look like bobblehead versions of all these guys.
Yeah, you do, but
that is a great analogy right there.
Well, the first time we did, where I played all four of them, they sat me on pads, because the average height of those guys is like 8'5".
Wow.
And I'm 8'5", if you lay me on my side. So I'm sitting there, and I'm looking, I'm like, the desk is over my head on some of these guys. So,
you know, that's the funny part of it, though, and you're right, it is kind of like the bobbleheads, but seeing you with that makeup on, you know, that alone, before you even start, it's funny, and then when you go to the individual impressions, I tell you, of all of them, the Howie Long just kills me. Absolutely kills
Howie
me.
Howie, for the rest of the weekend, the rest of the night, actually, because it was on Super Bowl Sunday, he just kept going, you got to give a big guy a hug. He just kept saying that to me. It was like, it was a joke, dude. I don't really... See, Harry has decided I'm his own personal entertainment now.
Yeah.
So we're sitting at the lounge, JB, Terry, Howie, JB, everybody's sitting there, and Terry's like, hey, Frank, dude, what would President Bush sound like if he was eating those chicken wings? Like, what are you talking about? And all of a sudden, there's a hand on my shoulder. You better do it. Whatever you say, Mr. Long. So I'm just sitting there looking like an idiot going, these wings are good. They're from Buffalo, you know?
So do these guys now, when you hang around with them now, do they treat you, certainly not as an equal, because they never will, because you're not a jock. We already know that. And if you're not the jock club, you're not the jock club. But are you close enough now that, you know, that they pal around with you, or do you think they just tolerate you as the funny guy?
No, you know what? Actually, it was funny because we went and sat down for the Super Bowl run-through and stuff like that at dinner, and Howie actually came and sat down next to me, and I said, you ever sit down next to Kimmel? And he just looked away.
Ah, yeah, okay.
But it was kind of cool because they've got, you know, here's the thing. Jimmy was awesome on the NFL bits, but there's a thing about Jimmy Kimmel where he likes to, you know, pick at you and egg you and you know, he likes to really rip into you, and he gets under your skin. I'm so harmless to those guys,
right,
that I'm just, you know, the chubby, goofy guy, that they could swat me away. So it's they've taken me to be like this, you know, a fun guy, and you know, Bradshaw's been actually really cool. I think I told you this before, but, you know, on TV, he's like, not fun of Frank, not fun after the show, very fun of Frank, very fun. I'm like, why don't you say that once on TV? Well, how I hadn't explained it to me yet, man. I'm hungry. Let's go shoot some squirrels.
Before you got that gig, were you a big football fan going into this?
Well, I was, you know, I grew up in, you know, Wisconsin, so it's state law to be a Packer fan.
Hey there, right.
So, I've always liked football, but I've never cared so much about the outcome of a game after picking it on national television. It's just so, I mean, because people now email me all the time, go, what are your picks for this week? And I'm like, are you kidding me?
Are you more famous now for that than from Mad TV or from the other stuff that you're equally fantastic at?
You know, the thank you very much.
That's the little ass kiss.
The NFL thing is the biggest thing in my life, as far as comedy goes, by far, because I have people lining up at the clubs. They'll see me come in, and there'll be 20 guys going, not funny, Frank, not funny. Not funny, dude, not funny.
Did you ever in your wildest dreams think that that would be your ticket? I mean, the fact that there would be a football show, and that there would be a 3 or 5 minute bit that you would do every week on a football show, and that would be your ticket in.
You know,
I mean, not that Mad TV's not, but Jesus,
no,
what a way,
you know,
to get
no,
in.
But you're right. Mad TV has only a certain following. Listen, I know the truth that people every week tune in to Mad TV until Saturday Night Live comes on, and they'll flip over to see who's on it and what they're doing. It's just that's what the reality of that TV show is. And with the NFL thing has become a thing where, you know, it's my segment. People actually are tuning in. You know, I know there's people who hate the fact that I'm doing a sketch on a football show every week. There are those. But
that will screw them.
What was that?
I said screw them because your stuff is just freaking hilarious. You know, I don't know.
Well, you yourself as a purist, and you dig
I love it.
Stuff
I'll tell
that.
You the best one, in my opinion, this year. I don't think we didn't have you on the show since you did it. When you did the Inside the Actor Studio with James Lipton interviewing Howard Long. You kept calling him Howard.
Yeah. And we actually had to cut a couple of the best lines, which were about Terrence Paxton Bradshaw, which is his real middle name.
You had to cut that out because he didn't want his real name on the air?
No, we just ran out. You know, we only have 2.5 minutes to, you know, and they were in New England that week, so, you know, they were strapped for time. But
Terrence Paxton Bradshaw.
Yeah, I'm sure it'll get in next year. And by the way, guys, I found this out earlier this week that it's particular sketch or something, but it was not, we were nominated Frank's Picks for an Emmy, so.
Hey! There you go.
That is, That is great. That is the part of the show. I mean, I like all the football crap, but I like the funny crap, too. And
I'd like to know how much
crap
time
is funny.
When you're doing the segment where you're everybody, where you're doing Jimmy Johnson, Howie Long, also Terry Bradshaw, and JB, how long how long does the whole thing take? I mean, obviously, the segment's very, very brief. How long does it take to get all that done?
Makeup and shooting two 12-hour days.
Wow.
Yeah, it's literally 3 hours to get into each guy.
Are you ever in makeup, like, as Jimmy Johnson, and because you're that many hours, and all of a sudden you start either doing Howie or somebody else, and you lose your train of thought, forget what makeup you're in?
Oh, absolutely.
That would crack me up right there.
You should see, on Mad TV, when we're shooting a live sketch, because I can never remember lines.
Right.
I'm just an idiot. And I'll just start, it's so funny because, like, on Mad TV, I will be in a makeup for, let's say, Tom Brokaw or something like that. And I'll just start, because I'm not getting laps as Brokaw, I'll just start going into Bush, you know? And it'll work, and then I'll be like, we should be doing a Bush sketch instead, man. Fix my ass.
And you know what else I noticed towards the end of this season on Fox? I like it. When you would do a bit and you needed somebody, you would get somebody from Mad TV. You had the guy who was Carrie. He was on with you doing the Bush thing, and you had I hate her guts. Who's the...
Harry Spears?
No, not her.
That's a guy.
That's a guy. Harry Spears.
No, the girl. Who's the girl? The girl that
Stephanie Weir?
Oh, it was Mo Collins.
Mo Collins.
You don't like Mo Collins?
She just...
Oh, I like
she makes, but...
Well, see, you and I have always separated it with the Stewart thing, right?
Yes.
Yeah. And I've always loved the Stewart thing.
I hate her.
The point of demarcation.
I hate Stewart. My wife says, this is the funniest thing, and I go, this is not funny, Frank.
You know, you have to say this about certain movies. Suspend disbelief. Absolutely.
Frank, I wanted to ask you, when you're able to get these people from Mad TV on your bits on Fox, are they seeing any residuals? I don't mean money, but do they get, like, the good stuff that you get off it that people go, hey, you know, they've maybe been on Mad TV for 5 years. All of a sudden somebody says, hey, I saw that guy do a pretty good carry on the Fox NFL Sunday.
A little bit. You know, Mike McDonald's so known from Mad TV that, you know, that he's kind of the face of Mad TV with the Stewart character. So I think it opened up some other things for other people to see him because we got written up in USA Today and stuff for that sketch. But you're the guy that's trying to get that USA Today write up in the interview here.
Do you have a particular sketch from Mad TV that's your all-time favorite? I mean,
I've done or...
Yeah, but you've done it. You've been involved in it, because, I mean, I, you know, a lot of people have you. The one when you did John Madden doing the popcorn popper. Just, whole thing. I swear to God, I T-boned the thing and watched it like 10 times.
What about the Johnny Olsen stuff, though?
Johnny Olsen?
Rod Roddy. I'm sorry. Yeah, right.
That's been pretty big. But the Madden popcorn popper is the one that on Comedy Central people will always go, that was great. They seem to like that one.
Yeah. Frank, let's talk for a second about Wichita, you poor bastard. We've had the pleasure of traveling there to do a remote broadcast.
You know, I should point out that when Rob was giving me the phone numbers, he said, please try to guess the last four digits of the phone number, and I said, it's got to be
Right, so you're going to be at the world-famous Looney Bin.
The Looney Bin in Wichita.
Jesus.
How much do you have to drink before you go on stage there, Frank?
You know, I haven't been on stage there yet. You know, it's a weird, I'm on there on a Monday and a Tuesday, so they...
great booking. Great city. Great city, great night.
No, it's filling up pretty good. Here's the funny thing. The owner of the club, the guy who runs the club, he looks kind of like John Walsh with a, you know, from America's Most Wanted with a Jeff Foxworthy t-shirt on.
Yeah.
And he basically said, you got to get on Don and Mac. And I'm like, well, where are they at? He goes, they're just down the street here. And he's a smart guy, a very good marketing guy. And I go, I think Don and Mike are in D.C. He's like, no, they're right down here. I go, why am I checking the website? And there it was, Wichita.
Right.
And I called him. I go, they're on in Wichita, but they're from, they're in D.C. He's like, oh, can you go down there? So it wasn't that bad, but it was kind of funny because, and anybody who's going to come out to the show, if you call up, 316?
Oh, you whore,
316-618-HA-HA.
Listen, you'll sell out the show within an hour, Frank, I guarantee.
Yeah, and I love that you are so, see, that's what I hate about smart radio guys. You saw that I was trying to weave it in a little bit. You called me out on my own whorishness, which maybe I would have gotten to, maybe not. Mm-hmm. But when they do call in and get reservations, tell them that you heard me on the Don and Mike show, because that'll blow his mind.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Didn't
they
see?
All right. Very good.
All right, all you little brains in Wichita. Seriously, there is nobody funnier than Frank. Buzzer, what do you got on his website?
One of his videos from the Fox NFL show.
Yeah, you know, hold on. We got a call about your website, too, Frank. Hold on. There's a lot of calls. George.
Hey, what's going on? Don and Mike.
Hey, go ahead. You're on with Frank.
Frank, funniest thing, I downloaded your voice on my computer. I didn't tell my son about it. And he comes running into the room. He thought he screwed up the computer when you did the Jim Rome. You've been hacked. He comes running in. He thought he blew up the computer. It's the funniest thing in the world.
Dude, you have been hacked. Your dad is going to be ticked. What are you thinking? Get off the computer and stop looking at the naked ladies.
You know what? I'll give you the true compliment that I'm a radio jerk like everybody else, and I hate other guys getting pub. But when you did Rome on the Fox show, I called up some radio friends of mine. I said, God damn, isn't that just, I mean, it's dead on.
Yeah,
I hate to give the guy any pub at all, but it's so freaking dead on, Jim Rome.
Well, you want to know what? One of the funniest things about that is they originally didn't want me to do it because they thought I was too fat. So they thought I wouldn't look enough like them. And then I got into this stuff, and they're like, holy cow, you really look like him.
Oh, and one last thing about the makeup. When you put on the Howie Long thing, you almost look like the guy from The Incredibles. You know what I'm talking about, Mike?
I know exactly who you're talking about.
How much chin and head do you have to add to your own face to
there
be Howie Long?
There's literally a piece that goes all the way from ear to ear. Yeah. And tries to... It doesn't do the greatest job in the world, but it really tries to cut my chin and make it, instead of being a little round thing, into being like a square-jawed monster. But yeah, you know, the first time I did Howie, which wasn't as good a makeup as this time for the Super Bowl, Terry said I look like the claymation version of him, too. But I like that Incredibles because I kind of look like the other Incredible, too, when I'm JB.
Yeah, true.
It's the Incredibles version of the Fox NFL Sunday guy.
That's what makes it funny, too. You know, we know it's you. That's funny, too.
You watch Frank sell out this show before the end of our show today. Hey, all you little brains in Wichita, buy your tickets to see Frank. I guarantee there'll be nobody funnier coming through your town. I mean, and when do they get there? I mean... Well, like Carrot Top? Is that like normally the top of the comedy pile in Wichita?
It's Monday and Tuesday in Wichita. And
at the Looney Bin, Mike.
And we mean Monday and Tuesday.
316-618. Ha ha.
Gallagher mentioned Wichita by name. He's played there.
Tell them Don and Mike sent you.
I'm telling you, that's going to be a big thing there.
Tell the owner that we do the show from D.C.
Absolutely. Get it through his skull.
Okay,
come
Frank,
on.
Frank.
Get it through your dome. They're in D.C., but they're everywhere.
Frank, you are the greatest. We are out. We got to go. Let's talk to you very soon. Really.
Hey, thanks a lot, guys.
You're funny as hell, Frank.
Thanks, Frank.
Appreciate it.
Good luck in Wichita. I mean that.
Yeah.
I mean about the people in Wichita.
Frank Caliendo, and I love him. You know, you love him on the NFL show. I love him on Mad TV.
He's good. He's funny.
I seriously went back and watched that John Madden thing like 15 different times when he's doing the popcorn, and it's basically John Madden getting burned by the steam on the popcorn.
I think the dude is a little uptight about selling tickets, so... You know, we wouldn't do this for anybody but a guy who really is funny and a friend of our show.
Absolutely.
We could absolutely recommend. You won't have a Carlin experience.
No.
Frank, because Frank's not out of rehab. He's still on the stuff.
Yeah, good for him. You have to be in Monday and Tuesday.
One staggering thing he did
Looney Bin.
On the NFL on Fox is when he did Madden, and they came back from a break, and he had buffalo wing sauce on his forehead. And I'll never forget. It killed me. He's a funny guy.
316. God, I'm doing a
wow,
I feel like Jack Diamond.
It's all right, though. He's a
lot of fun.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, 316-618. Ha-ha.
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 And his website, FrankCaliendo.com.
Hold on, let me see. 316-618.
Ha-ha. Ha-ha. Let's see what... There you go. You're already selling tickets.
Good going, LBs.
I'll be curious to see how long that takes.
Sell that show out for Frank, please. He was a little concerned about that.
Hey, we did it for Gallagher. We can do it for Frank Caliendo.
We sure can.
We did. He sold out both shows.
I think we traded up.
Yeah.
What do you think?
Hey, I went to the Gallagher show. No way.
We will be right back with the Friday thing.
This is the Don and Mike Show. Call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
You think Frank's show is sold out yet?
I think there's a good chance. I mean, you have to realize with one phone number, the volume, the processing, it's not like one of those 800 numbers.
And now, because someone has to be the dumbass, here's Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Thanks, dude walker. Oh, hold on a second. Crap. 316-618. I did ha ha ha. I did H-A-H-H-H. 316-618. Ah, goddamn. 316-618. H-A-H-A. I'm not going to yell at the engineers, but it seems if your finger lingers on a number more than an... Oh, that's not a good sign it's ringing.
Mm. Not a good sign.
We pick it up off the air. Hello? They said, Looney Bin, please hold.
They're busy. So they have more than one line. It's a good thing.
I feel like Albert Brooks now. Is that,
I'd like to order 5,000 parrots.
Or what's the other one?
Hi, I'm sorry, so I'd like to charter a plane. So that means you'd have to make the call.
Would you? And don't forget, at the end of those, it always goes... Oh, come on, honey, pick up. Would you just pick up at the Looney Bin, please?
I'd like to order 8.
www.dynamikewebsite.com. That's our website.
That's right. Go to the store.
Oh, come on. Hey, Rob, do me a favor.
Yes?
Ask them how ticket sales are going. Okay. As soon as she picks up, we ain't got time.
It's a direct reflection on us.
Yes.
Thank you, Mike. As always, is it everything?
Everything.
Right. And now, the Friday favorite.
It's time now, I'm cash for you.
That tape sounds good.
It's time for Don and Mike to play low budget Jeopardy.
It's fresh.
Bye.
What do they say? Hold on, here's Rob. Robbie with the news before we open the door.
Breathless Becky says sales are very good and that they've picked up tremendously in the last half hour.
Very good.
Okay, we'll send that show out for Frank. You guys will do that before the end of the day. Now, here we go. Hold on. Oh, I got to get my NASCAR stuff ready.
Oh, really? Okay.
Buzz, this is the first time ever that we had a NASCAR guest join us on Low Budget Jeopardy.
Wow.
Hello.
He is now. How are you?
It's great to be here. It's great to be representing my race team. I just couldn't be happy.
The Napa car.
Number 15 car.
Michael Waltrip.
How are you?
Hey, Michael.
It's great to be with you. I'm just so pleased to be here and, you know, see all the guys you have working on your team. And, you know, you got your crew and everybody's here. And we're just, we're excited about the races coming up. And I plan to run in the next town, also the Busch Series. And hopefully I'll get that weight jacket done on my quarter panel and be ready to get right out on the racetrack.
Have you ever noticed, has it been pointed out to you?
Pointed out to me what?
How much you sound like Clay Aiken, like a grown-up Clay Aiken.
Are you serious now?
Michael Waltrip, yes.
No, I don't. I've never talked about that. I talk about racing and all the exciting things that we have planned about the car and the way it's going to work.
I hear it.
I think it's going to be super. It's going to be, I'm proud of my association and what we've done with the race car and just what a great team I've assembled to race in all the different competitions we have.
Boogity.
It might have been the Budweiser Shootout or the Daytona 500 or the Chrysler 400 or the Advanced Auto Parts 500 or the Samsung Radio Shack 500 or the Dealers 400 or the Chevy America Revolution 400 or the, I'm prepared to explain clutches.
I'm good.
All right, please do. How do you pop a clutch?
And drafting. You pop a clutch by just taking your foot off and just popping it, so it just goes pop like that.
Why does a car have a clutch?
A car, well, you got to shift. That's the way it does.
You got to shift
because you got to get the speed up. And that. Are you a novice to NASCAR?
Is Jeff Gordon a fag?
Yeah, I'm not going to comment on anybody's sexuality. I've been accused of a few things myself.
Your hair?
Well, the hair, I think I've got the best hair on the circuit. I certainly have better hair than my brother Daryl. Daryl Waltrip.
Yeah, I know, and your brother Daryl is the famous one. He's the guy, that's why I said boogity-boogity-boogity when they
my
start
my car
race.
Has a little old Bigfoot gas pedal that you should see on it. It's cool. Fantastic. I think it's going to be great. And you know what I'm realizing as we're chatting here?
Yeah.
What I'm realizing is how many people are actually going to think I'm really here. That's what I'm thinking right now.
Yes, sir.
And they're going to call. And they're going to go, duh.
Good to have
that's
you.
The way it's going to work.
What do we call them?
What's that?
LBs.
Little Brains.
That's right. And I hope they're buying their tickets for Frank Caliendo.
Yeah. Frank Caliendo is a good guy. Look forward to that. You know, we don't have much time to take in comedy shows. When we're on the NASCAR circuit.
You know what you're really awful on?
What's that?
Those commercials with Dale Jr. Where you guys are like pretending that you're on a home shopping network.
Oh, what a surprise. Didn't I do that? That's my acting ability that I have right there.
Have you also noticed this with all of the NASCAR guys?
Yeah.
No matter what the commercial is for deodorant or for Coca-Cola, whatever it is, you always are wearing your racing suits.
Yeah. Well, we have to. That's the part of the deal. We have to wear that. As a matter of fact, I'm wearing mine right now. You notice that I'm dressed in blue.
You got the blue suit.
Napa blue, yellow. That's the way it goes.
I guess it's no different than Donovan McNabb doing the soup commercials wearing his football suit.
There is no difference, and I would like to point out to you, if I may, that the NASCAR is now rapidly becoming one of the most popular sports worldwide.
Wow.
Not just in the United States,
I understand.
But worldwide. That's why we took our little dog and pony show down to Mexico City, and we enjoyed every bit of it. I bought myself a big old sombrero with those little dangly things hanging off of it.
I don't think you were there. I noticed that for the NASCAR in Mexico,
it was a
lot of the second string guys that were there. A lot of the Busch Series
guys.
We
like to kind of sweep that under the carpet. Don't talk about that. Let's promote NASCAR.
Listen,
we had some of the second tier guys. There are a few guys didn't want to go south of the border. That's the way it works. But speaking of comedy shows, I think I saw a great comedy show. It might have been after the right after the KY Jelly 280. I think I was I was actually there watching one of those.
Yes, ever been south of the border?
Oh yes, many times.
Now
yes.
You know what I mean.
What?
South of the border.
What are you doing with your fingers?
You know.
Oh, my.
Do you pitch and catch?
Oh, yes, of course. Yes, I'm not averse to anything experimental.
So you are
dead. And if it gets you ready and focused for the race, that's the way it's supposed to go.
So are you telling us?
Are you a fan of the number 15 car?
Yes, I'm a fan.
I've heard rumors that you support some of the other cars, the other drivers. I've heard that you're a fair-weather Nancy is what you are, actually you're going to bring a driver, comes on your show, and you'll root for that particular driver that race. I'd like really to make this deal right now. Do you think you can support me all year long? Do you think you can support me during the entire circuit, even the silly season? Do you think you'd be up for that? I'd really like to do that, because I tell you, you'll be my trailing arm, and I'll be your quarter panel and your track man. Doesn't matter like that. If we get all those tires running on the road, we're not running too hot. We're coming around that last turn right there. It should be lots of fun. I'll enjoy it. In Mexico, it was second tier. Six of the cars didn't even have motors.
Wow. How about all those blacks who enjoy NASCAR?
Yeah, there you go. Now, I was warned about you.
Uh-huh.
I was warned about Don Geronimo. What they said to me was that you're going to come in, you're going to ask me some difficult questions, and I should be prepared for just about anything.
What would you say to all of your black NASCAR fans who are listening to you now?
I'd like to say NASCAR is an open-door policy. We look forward to having anybody participate in NASCAR, and I just think that we'd just love to have you all in. You all want to come in, you all want to participate, it's going to be great.
How many colored drivers are there?
I'm not quite sure. I haven't taken a poll.
Yeah.
It's not important to me, Don Geronimo.
So you've just failed the first test.
Well, I failed the first test, but let me ask you a question. Who did you root for in the Badgersville 680? you don't have that question right away because you're a fair-weather driver. I understand that Dick Trickle was your favorite driver for a good long time, and then once he left the circuit...
Because of his name, though.
Yeah, Dick Trickle, one of my favorite drivers. Absolutely one of the biggest talents. I know all the black NASCAR fans by name. Jeff and Phil and Colette.
And speaking of Colette...
That's basically it.
Speaking of...
Yeah.
You, Rob. Spiewak. I hate you. I hate your big, fat, bullshit head.
Wow.
Ass.
That's not too kind. I don't like that at all.
Now,
I don't want to talk about things like that. Let's talk about racing and trying to avoid all them marbles out there.
Okay, now, what do you mean marbles?
Marbles. Would you like me to explain NASCAR slang to you?
Yeah.
Marbles are the tiny bits of rubber that you get out on the racetrack. Oh. When you're out there and you get that racetrack and you got all that dirt and stuff flying around, little chunks of rubber come off a tire.
We
call them marbles. You got to dodge them marbles, make sure you're tight.
Here's another question for you.
Yes, go ahead.
You ever kissed Dale Jr.?
Now that's not appropriate, of course.
Just answer.
I've kissed in what way? I've hugged him.
You ever kissed him on the lips?
Of course I haven't kissed him on the lips. I'm a NASCAR driver.
You ever kissed Tony Stewart on the lips?
Never, never happened. I tell you, we've gotten some
goes. What about your brother, Daryl?
Well, Daryl's my brother. I've kissed him. I suppose perhaps it's been on my lips a couple of times, but I'm not sure. I don't understand what you're...
Ever,
you know what you're talking
ever
about?
Ever with
fact,
mouth,
you're talking
mouth
about
open?
The fact. What you are doing is
what?
You're talking about the fact that I have a slight lisp. And everybody seems to assume in America, when you have a lisp and you have a southern accent, that somehow you're associated with homosexuality. And I just want to say for the record, that's untrue. It just happens to be the way I speak. And because I look better than a lot of the drivers, people are getting that stigma to me and Mr. Gork.
Yeah.
And I just want to stand up for myself.
Yeah,
I can right now.
Yes.
And I want to tell you this is not
Michael
true.
Waltrip.
Michael Waltrip is here to say that I'm a race car driver. I'm a family man. I do not associate in those circles.
All right, then let's give you a quick test. I'm going to just pull
You're
out.
Heading for a pole position right now. I don't mind telling you that.
I'm just going to pull out a newspaper, and I'm going to get a picture of
I tell you, keep it up. You're only going to get tickets to the Barely Legal Magazine 370. And I tell you, that's not the best event in the world, that's for sure. Especially with all those police cars around.
I'm looking right here. Oh, here's a picture.
Frustrate yourself all to hell, I tell you right now. I'm not having a good time. I am not having a good time. Sorry.
Tell me what you think.
I thought I'd get some lunch. Someone promised me a box lunch in here, and I haven't gotten it. Are you going to the New England 300?
Tell me what you think.
Yes.
I'm looking for any... Oh, here you go. It could be a,
I've got some tickets.
I'm in the newspaper.
Suit. I've got extra. Here we go.
Looking at...
tickets for you. I got it right now. These are
Monday
tickets.
On the Regis Show.
Here we go. The Food City 500.
Carmen Electra.
Carmen Electra.
Please tell me as a man...
Yes.
...what you would do with Carmen Electra if you had her locked alone in one of your NASCAR trailers.
Now, once again, I was told that I was going to speak about racing. We were going to discuss the Napa car.
What would you do with her?
The number 15 car.
What would you do with her?
I would lick at her.
You would
rubber balls and lick her. I'd get me a boat.
Yeah.
And I'd take her on a lake,
mm-hmm.
and I suppose we could fish.
All right, now, let me ask you conversely, let's say
and
that...
And we catch a big fish, and I'd probably take a picture of it with one of my digital cameras.
Now, let's say that country star
and
a buddy...
And drive her home.
A handsome man.
I hate boats, actually.
Why is that?
I just hate stupid boats. Stupid, silly boats.
What about...
Who needs a boat when you can get a car?
Okay, so I've heard
a
what you...
A fast race car.
What about if you were with a handsome country singer like... Kenny Chesney, and the two of you
Oh,
were
no, don't
alone.
Get me started on Kenny Chesney.
Now, what would you do? I asked you what you would do
no
in a room.
No shoes.
What would you do in a
room? No problem.
I asked you what you would do in a room with Carmen Electra.
Right.
What would you do in a room alone with Kenny Chesney?
I'll tell you the first thing I'd do. I love his album. I'd take my shoes off.
You would take your shoes
I would
off.
Take them just like he does on the song when he says no shirt, no shoes, no problem.
Uh-huh.
And it takes away, it makes it sound like you're a beach, you know, you're in a beach in some nice beach resort, I tell you.
You would start to get naked.
No, I never take my suit off.
Never?
No, as a matter of fact, I can slip off my boots and I can have my bare feet, but I will wear my jumpsuit.
Oh.
Wherever you see me, except to sleep. Sometimes I will take it off to sleep, but sometimes I sleep in it, too. My number 15 blue Napa suit, I wear it everywhere I go. I got 60, 70 of these suits in my trailer back out front. We got the whole team right out there just listening to your show right now,
wow.
And they're going to be angry that you're trying to make me out to be a queer.
I'm just passing along.
I'm furious you're doing that, right?
I am just passing along.
I can stand up with the best of them. If you'd like to play Kentucky Sword Fight, we can do it right here. Wouldn't matter to me none.
Okay, listen, let's get down to it. True or false?
Unsheath your weapon.
True or false?
Yes.
Does Kyle Petty Sr. turn you on?
True.
Uh-huh.
In a race car way.
What about Dale Sr.?
Dale Sr.?
Did he turn you on?
Hold on a second.
When he was alive?
That's blasphemy right there.
When
what you're
alive?
Doing, you know, you might as well just take the Lord's name in vain if you're going to do that in front of me. I'm not going to sit here and tolerate that right now. I might just take myself out of this jumpsuit and come over there and give you what fur.
Let me ask you a respectful question.
Uh-huh. You're getting my roof flaps up, I'll tell you that right now. I don't mind telling you, man. I'm going to give you a rear clip in a second.
Was Dale's...
I just got me a new blue jumpsuit with over 600 zippers and shiny stone. Wow.
Was Dale Sr. a handsome man?
In his own way.
How so?
Why are you pursuing this line of questioning? You're going back to some areas
how
that I
so?
Just don't.
The
You're
tribute.
Doing something that I can't say. It's trivia, schmivia, yeah. I'll tell you
how
right
was
now.
How was Dale Sr. a handsome man?
He was a tough guy. He was rugged. Good driver.
What about
somebody
his...
take you in the wall. If you didn't look out the right way, he'd take you right into the wall.
What about his physical appearance?
No one could sweat like Dale Sr. And it's a sweaty line of work. You understand that, don't you?
Did you ever see him after a race in the showers?
Oh, now stop it. Now I know where you're going. I'll tell you right now. No, I did not. I did not. I looked the other way like most drivers do.
Who do you look at?
We're not like jockeys where we all shower in the same shower anyway.
No. Who do you shower with?
Dale I shower with myself.
You ever shower with your brother?
Daryl Waltrip?
Yeah.
I suppose maybe when we were young, we bathed together.
When's the last time? Have you since you've been
maybe
drunk?
5 or 6 years ago.
And what were the circumstances of you showering?
We were in a hurry.
Sure.
We had to get to the racetrack, and, you know, sometimes when you're late and you want to conserve water, you have to do that type of thing. That's just the way it goes.
Right.
Are you a race fan, or are you just busting my chops, Buster?
I'm a race fan.
Dale Sr., he'd unzip after a race, and sweat would pour out gallons of it.
Wow.
One of the sweatiest men I ever saw. I enjoy lots
of
interviews.
You ever taste the sweat of Dale Sr.?
Now, that's where I'm going to draw the line in my sand pants. I'm going to draw the line right now. All you're doing, you have some sort of preoccupation with men on men. And I tell you right now,
all right, then, let's go back.
That's not the kind of driver that I am.
Let's go back to my other favorite topic.
Yes.
How about all those blacks that love NASCAR?
Blacks in NASCAR. We welcome them. Unfortunately, due to circumstances, you have not seen African-American drivers make the NASCAR circuit as much as maybe you would like to see.
Do you think maybe part of the reason is that, like, when I watch the races on TV,
yes.
I'm awestruck, I'm dumbfounded by all of the rebel flags that I see in the crowd?
You know, what I like to do is when I'm driving, I'm going so fast that I don't necessarily acknowledge those flags. And I just don't want to make any big political statements at this time. It's just not going to be my cup of tea as far as I'm concerned.
You ever kiss Greg Biffle?
There you go. You're going in. I tell you, we're going to have a go. I'm going to call my brother Daryl. He's going to come down here. We're going to get his teeth in.
Who's the guy in the Sharpie car? You ever see Mr. Sharpie?
Here I was.
Sharpie?
I had 4 tickets for you and yours, whoever you wanted to take to the Radio Shack 500. You were going to go in and sit there and enjoy the best seats in the house. I was even going to give you a Nextel All-Star Challenge ticket.
Wow.
But there you go. Who do you want to kiss on the mouth and all that crap now? I was going to explain to you what a fabricator was or a firewall or a front clip or a fuel cell.
No, here's what I
You are talking about all this terrible stuff. You don't even care about me. I don't care about you as much as I care about a camshaft.
I want to go to the race, but I want to sit only with all the black fans.
You're running off the back market here, pal. I'm telling you that right now. You're starting to spin my flats, and I'm getting real angry about it.
What about that rumor about you and Dale Jarrett?
I'll take care of your Dale Jarrett with the downforce right now.
I'm gonna give you
an arrow push right out into that main drag right out there.
Hey,
see how you enjoy it.
Let me ask you something about Dale Jarrett. What can Brown do for you, huh?
That's very funny. We make that kind of joke.
Yeah.
That's true. You know, sometimes when you're on that track, and you have 500 miles to run and you're not properly prepared.
Right.
You know, the one thing NASCAR doesn't talk about, and of course I understand with the new regulations.
The homosexuality, the lack of black fans?
No, not at all, no.
The fact that you sent everybody to Mexico but left all the star drivers at home?
I'm just going to say one word.
What's that?
And then we're going to be done with it because I don't want to be grilled by you.
Okay, Michael.
All right, but unfortunately what you have to do, Michael Waltrip is just like every other driver. He zips his jumpsuit up just like everybody else.
Mm-hmm.
Occasionally, the one word that's used in NASCAR you never hear about,
what's that?
Enema. Thank you. I wish I could drive the Scotch Guard car. That's for sure.
Listen, we're going to play this game here with Michael Walter, our first ever NASCAR guest.
I'm very excited to be here. I want to make sure everybody gets out to a race in their local neighborhood. See him under the lights. Go see your favorite car.
Do you think there are more black fans or gay fans of NASCAR?
You know something, I'm telling you right now. I hope they're both. I hope that in the next race that I race in, I go to the pit row and I just look up in the stands and a bunch of gay black people are up there going, go, Michael, go.
You know, if that's the case,
I drive fast and I turn left. That's all I have to worry about. Drive fast, turn left.
Up in the stands, if there happen to be two black gays, they'll be watching the race. They might be watching the people in the crowd kill those two people.
Now, stop it. I think you're making... This is terrible, but no Arabians are welcome. Thank you very much.
Oh, no Arabs?
Yeah, just wanted to mention
I'm with you. You watch 24?
Yes, the Araz family.
Yeah.
You know them. I'm a huge fan of Short Hair Hag. She's a wonderful lady. She is. Are you going to be a fan of the number 15 car from now on?
I'm your fan.
I'm planning on running a lot of Bush Series races, too.
Yeah, there you go.
Good for you.
Thank y'all. Y'all have fun, y'all.
How's Clay?
Clay who? Clay Aiken.
Okay, I don't know this Clay Aiken you speak of.
You sound like a grown-up Clay Aiken.
I sound like a grown-up Clay Aiken. Well, I suppose, is he black and gay?
Yes, he is.
That's the way you're going. All right, I might as well just accept my fate.
Okay, well, thank
you. There he is, Michael Waltrip, trying to black and gay.
We'll take the first two calls now for Low Budget Jeopardy at 877-365-3636. So dial right this.
Got a bridge over troubled water.
We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
I even stole that case lighter for me because my father went there and told her not to sell it to me because I was a snitch.
I just say hi to our fans.
What was that there?
Say hi to each and every one of our fans, if I may.
They are not dignified. Don and Mike.
I say we got to get the pit crew to come in here and take care of this studio.
Well, it's dirty in here. Oh, you should have heard me screaming about the equipment before. God, awful equipment in here.
Yeah, I know what it's like, but I tell you, I'm very happy with my Chevrolet race car right now. Everything's going right with the Monte Carlo.
Good. Is the car tight?
The car's very tight. Yeah, I've been dreaming of victory lane.
Is the car as tight as Jeff?
There you are, Ian. Mm-hmm. You just can't let it go, can you?
You ever kiss Jeff?
I've never kissed any NASCAR driver, I insist.
You lie. You say that. You told me you'd kiss Dale Jr.
Daryl, I said I kissed. Because he's my brother.
You said you may have kissed Dale Jr.
I may have hugged him. Right. I know what you're trying to do. You're trying to create some sort of homosexual fantasy about NASCAR. Well, right here, it's not going to happen just because I happen to wear blue and yellow in my lovely little outfit.
What if I was to tell you that I have a picture of you with Dale Sr.?
I'd tell you, you'd be out of line.
Here it is right here. Look at this. Tell me what you think of that picture. Is that Dale Sr.?
That is not true.
And is that
you
on your
knees? That is a foul picture that has been fabricated, and they can do that. That is not true.
I've seen this on the internet.
You can doctor photos. There's no doubt about that.
Can you, Larry?
You're a silly, sick man. That's exactly what you are. I'd like to say hi to all your engineers, too.
Oh, are they all slinking out of the building now?
They're all fans. Yes, sir, except for one.
Let's play Low Budget Jeopardy.
This is Low Budget Jeopardy. Now in the studio is an IT recruiter from Baltimore, Maryland. Let's say hi to Lisa Summerfield.
Here you go. Hi, Lisa.
Oh, hi. That's a lot of information. How are you?
Great, thank you.
Now enter in the studio.
Mr. Waltrip, how are you?
I'm just so manly.
I really thank you for taking my call.
You think so?
I really do. I think you're just, you're all man.
Well, thank you. Wow.
You're welcome.
I appreciate that. I hope you root for the number 15 car.
Talking to hog.
And now entering the studio is a courier from Buffalo, New York. Let's say hi to Mike Michalice.
I was kidding, of course, Lisa. And hi, Mike.
Oh, how are you?
Hi.
Did you make any right turns lately or what?
Nah, funny man. Now I'm in the studio as the host of Low Budget Jeopardy. I'd like to tell Lisa and Mike.
Yes.
Not to screw with LQ. And say hi to Alex Trebek. Geronimo, bless your hearts.
Hi.
Your dear hearts.
Thank you very much, Michael Waltrip. And, Mike and Lisa, here are your categories on Low Budget Jeopardy. They are?
Yes.
Robbie's haircut.
That's cute.
Speaking of hair, what are you doing with your hair, Michael?
Playing with it. I curl it. I twist it in my finger.
Twirling it.
Can I get a pint of whole milk?
Thank you. Okay. Your categories are Rob's haircut.
Yes, sir. Okay.
Which Beatles sang this solo hit?
Oh, the Beatles.
Oscar bra sizes.
Oh, I might know that.
TV shows and DVD box sets, true or false?
Yeah.
And America. America.
That's it. Patriotic. Yeah. I appreciate that.
That's right. Everybody's involved in NASCAR except blacks and gays.
Now stop it.
And hold on. Do Jews like NASCAR?
Of course they do.
Prove it.
I can't.
What was that, Lisa?
I said I can't.
I don't believe they do.
They do. Now let's just paint with broad strokes.
Your categories are Robbie's haircut, which Beatles sings this solo hit, Oscar bra sizes, TV shows and DVD box sets, and America, America. Lisa, you are a girl. We like girls better than boys. We'll start with you.
I'm going to chance it on Rob's haircut. I think I know enough.
Rob's haircut.
Absolutely.
Okay. Boy, you do like to talk.
Yeah.
just thinking how much I love my wife. Rob's haircut.
Good luck to y'all on your weekend when you're going to be gambling.
Yeah. Thank you.
I hope you play the NASCAR slot machine.
Oh.
Person who originally cut Rob's hair.
Oh, who is Hannah? Originally cut it.
Yes, Mike.
Oh, no.
Mike, your chance to steal.
Rob.
That was not even in the form of a question. You're so dumb. No, it's Mike. Good old Mike.
It was.
All right, Lisa, you're in control. Sure.
Okay. I'm going to have to go over to the Sure Shot.
Now, you got
to
say no.
You got to finish Rob's haircut. Here we go. Rob's haircut for two. The state that Mike O'Mara shaved in the side of Rob's head.
Louisiana. What is Louisiana?
That was not in the form of a question.
Mike, you're saying...
Alex Trebek,
Mike, you're saying...
Where's Maryland?
Wrong.
Baltimore, Maryland.
Wow, Mike's going to be... We got a game here, boys.
We got it wrong, too.
We got a giant game here.
Yes. Yeah, he said Maryland. Here we go for three.
Lisa's in control.
Lisa, the grooming establishment that Hannah, the listener, works at...
What is the hair cuttery?
There you go. $3. She takes the lead, Lisa. I hate to say it, but you're still in control.
Okay.
Okay.
I'm going to go with Oscar Bra Size.
Oscar Bra Sizes, okay.
Oscar Bra Sizes.
The current bra size of Oscar winner, Hillary Swank.
What is double A?
I tell you, these contestants kind of make me feel tired all over.
Yeah.
Mike, your chance to steal.
What is C?
Yes.
Okay, again,
just see.
That's a great bra size.
It has to be like both sides on the top?
Yes.
Okay,
DL, why don't you go ahead, DL?
Lisa, you're in control.
Let's try Oscar bra size again.
All right, DL. The Oscar bra size of Kate Blanchett.
What is 36C?
No. Mike, your chance to steal.
What is 40C?
Right, DM. No, that would be, she's a 34A.
At least you're still in control.
Wow, this is going nowhere but true or false. For 100.
DL?
400.
Which, of course, I'll let everyone in, stands for Dumb Lisa.
Yeah.
There are three in each category, my DDL.
Tear up for one.
What?
Tear up for one?
No, you have to finish the one category before you can move to another one.
Oh, more bras? Okay, go ahead.
That'd be right. $3, wouldn't it?
Yep.
Okay. From the movie Sideways, Virginia Marsden.
What is 34?
Not enough time.
Mm. Mike, your chance to steal.
What is 44D?
Mike, you're making a fine effort over there.
No, he's not retarded.
Might be.
My God.
What, Mike?
I don't watch a lot of TV. Actors ain't my thing, you know?
Yeah.
Right, 36B for that actress, talented actress.
And I tell you, we're right back at square one.
Yes,
Lisa, you're in control.
Okay, can I go with the true or false category, please, for one?
There you got a 50-50 shot there.
Thank you.
Just like your mom had. 50-50 shot.
Very exciting.
Okay, very simple, true or false. TV shows in DVD box sets. True or false? The show Bosom Buddies.
What is...
Mike, your chance to steal.
Damn it, Lisa, you got to be faster. Mike.
What is false?
Oh, my God. Right. Amen, miracle.
He got one right.
Amen, miracle. I'm happy for him.
That's all right. Roll, my friend.
Yes, Bosom Buddies is not available in box set on DVD.
$1. You're in control. Select again, Mike.
Number two.
A Different World.
True. What is true?
Not in the form of a question.
Lisa, your chance to steal.
What is false?
Ah, see, oh, look at that. DL pulled it out.
$2 for Lisa, and you're back in control again. You must be excited about that.
Well, I do not feel in control, so let's go with that for three.
Okay, Bewitched.
What is true?
No. Mike, your chance to steal. No.
What is false?
Yeah, that's right.
$3. Believe it or not, we got a close game here.
Not in box set form, you understand. Anyway, and Michael, what is the score?
We got Mike with $4, Lisa with $5. This is quite a race. It's going to go right down to the checkered flag.
Okay, Lisa.
What about Beatles solo hit?
Okay, what about it? The category, which Beatles sings this solo hit? Okay, just tell me which one. Live and Let Die.
Who is George Harrison?
Mike, your chance to steal.
Who is Paul McCartney?
There you go. Good for you.
$1, Mike's tied the game, and you're in control, Mike.
Two.
Only you.
No clue.
Lisa, your chance to steal.
Who is John Lennon?
John Lennon, no. Now, one of Ringo's great solos, right. Only you.
Hey, Mike. Mike.
Number three, please.
Very good.
You're 16.
Who's John Lennon?
No. Lisa, your chance to steal.
Who is George Harrison?
No. Once again, I went back with my favorite Beatle, Ringo Starr.
Ringo.
Ringo.
The truly gifted solo artist.
Thank right. you, Michael.
Mike, you're in control.
Give me the last category for one.
That's a good guess on the last category. It's America, America. These are facts from Harper's Index, a book that comes out every year with facts about America. In 2004, the year just gone by, this state had the highest number of teenage husbands.
Where is Florida?
No. Where's home? Lisa, your chance to steal.
Where's Kansas?
Nope, no, sorry, it is almost like a cliche. It's Alabama.
Alabama.
Oh. Alabama, number
Talladega,
one.
Baby. Talladega. Mike, you're in control.
Number two, please.
Okay. I just love you. Number two, please. I'd love to deliver one to you.
Yes, number two. You'd like to give them both contestants.
On a roll.
On a plate.
This state has the highest divorce rate. In 2004, this state had the highest divorce rate.
Where's New York?
Lisa, your chance to steal.
What is California?
I know.
Yes.
Northern Virginia?
Yeah.
Michael
Mara. Sorry, no. It's Texas. Everything's bigger in Texas.
Michael, you are in control. Last question on the board.
America number three.
This state has the lowest divorce rate.
Where's Hawaii?
Lisa, right. chance to steal.
What is Rhode Island?
No. Oh, you're thinking because it's a small island. Or a small state. It's right. not an island. No, it's Pennsylvania.
Hmm. Oh, because they're all
Pennsylvania. That sounds like...
Everyone's honest there.
So this is the end of the first round of Low Budget Jeopardy.
Yeah, yes, Don, and I've got some bad news.
What's that, Michael?
We have both Mike and Lisa are tied.
Oh, my God, Tyler. Oh,
it's a very difficult situation, but they are tied, which means conceivably that they could both be winners, which means we'd have to deal with them all next week.
Come back next week. God, please, no. Let me look at what the question is. You know what? There's a good chance they won't get this one anyway.
How's about that?
Isn't that great when the hosts of your favorite show are openly rooting against your contestants?
Yes. Nothing wrong. Don't knock the honesty.
Okay, Mike and Lisa, don't forget.
Honesty's the best policy, guys.
Don't forget, because you kept forgetting repeatedly. Answer in the form of a question. And good luck. Here's your category. The category is too many people. Too many.
Mm.
Simple. The answer is the largest city in the world by population.
What is...
No,
slow down,
Lisa.
No.
Shut
My
up,
God, you're going to screw the game up.
Mm. Hold on, don't forget to answer the form of question, and good luck.
All contestants.
Hold on, that's wrong. That's wrong.
It's Lisa's fault.
That's wrong.
It's all her fault. All contestants on Low Budget Jeopardy will receive a Michael Waltrip wig. You know, with all my years on the circuit, I've been recognized for a lot of stuff, but nothing has gotten me noticed more than my thick mane of bushy boy hair.
Yeah.
And now the boys at Chevrolet have created a Michael Waltrip wig so real you look just like me. So you can have hair like me whether you're follicle challenged or if you just want to be better looking for that special someone. Made of genuine horsehair, my wigs fit all sizes of head and are officially endorsed by Rob Spiewak. Now back to Final Low Budget Jeopardy with Alex Trebek. Thank y'all.
Damn. Battle of the little brains, and it's a tie game, right?
Yeah, it's dealer's choice.
Well, let's see. Who's my favorite? Lisa. Lisa, too many people. Very simple. The answer is the largest city in the world by population.
I say where's Hong Kong.
No, sorry, Lisa, that's not you to zero. We're not going to be seeing you next week.
Oh. Mike in Buffalo, if you have the right answer, you are the big wiener.
I said, where is Tokyo, Japan?
Yeah. And that means that Mike...
Sand, you stupid bitch. I swear to God.
Get a cab.
Jesus Christ, you can't answer the simplest high school, I take it back, remedial reading question. And at the end, all she can do is scream out some stupid website. Did we delete that out?
I believe it's all gone.
We buried it.
It was just some ad.
I hope you didn't delete the part about Michael Waltrip wigs.
No, we didn't. I'd be glad to give her an ad if she had just asked.
Sending you one for free.
Instead of just throwing out, please somebody kill me, I'm so annoying.com. What was that? You deleted that? Please somebody kill me, I'm so annoying.com.
Please send me a big wig.
Big wig?
Yeah.
So you can bury somebody in it?
Lisa, what's your problem?
Thanks so much.
Well, then don't whore it up with a plug.
Oh, you know what, though? It was just there. I'm going to get paid. I mean, I'm not going to get paid by you guys.
Yeah, but you
right,
know, we,
you're stupid.
But she's going to do it again. She'll sneak it in.
I won't do it again. If, I mean, really, if it's against the rules, it's against the rules.
We talk and we talk
and
you've talked way too much.
Can I ask all of you a question?
Yeah, Michael.
Is it always like this around here?
Yes.
No. It's always been when you both disagree.
Yes.
It's not always like this. This is worse than normal.
Well, no, your head is shaved now.
Well, that's true.
Other than that, this is like it always is.
You know, if you had been better during the game, lady, you might have built up some positive points.
You know, we're
forgetting
the fact that we got Mike Michalacek over here. He's the big champion.
That's right. He's the winner.
Yeah, that's right. Big winner.
Well, at least shut up for a second.
Okay.
Thank you. Mike.
Hey, how are you guys?
Yes. Hey, listen, is this great? Tokyo. Tokyo has 35 million people. That's number one.
I'd race over there.
Number two is New York.
Dodge all those little people.
15 million, right?
Followed by Seoul, South Korea.
Seoul.
And then Mexico City. Oh, and New York City's in there as well with 21 million.
There.
That means, oh, thank God, Lisa, we will kick you to the sidewalk like yesterday's garbage. And Mike, you're the big wiener now. Here is Michael Waltrip to tell you what you've won. Michael.
Well, Mike Michalacek, we double your score to $10, throwing a $25 bonus for a grand total for you. Are you ready?
Let me get some music here. Hold on.
Yeah, $35. That's your windfall for the weekend. Don't spend it all in one place.
Very nice.
And Lisa, we have a parting gift for you. It's season 3 of The Shield on DVD.
Hopefully it's a panty shield.
Isn't it the first season out right now?
The Shield is back this Tuesday night at 10, 9 central.
Oh, boy, honey. I tell you what.
Emmy winner Glenn Close joins the cast of TV's most intense cop drama.
Go to my website.
The Shield, only on FX.
I support domesticviolence.com.
There we go.
Oh, too bad. Jesus.
Too bad that show doesn't have Glenn Close your mouth.
Yes, very exciting.
All right, well, Lisa, it's been interesting talking to you.
And as well to you, gentlemen. Thank you.
Hold on, please. Oh, God. I left her on and I hung up on the guy.
Oh, no. Well, Mr. Michalacek from Buffalo, New York.
Yeah, well, we'll get him back on the phone.
Oh, man. Well, I'd like to invite him out to the very special Pralines and Cream 300. Hope y'all come.
Michael Waltrip.
It's sweet and sticky.
I apologize for the little brains that were on during this low budget Jeopardy, but you must have felt right at home like you were with regular NASCAR fans.
You know, I tell you, I feel comfortable. It really feels comfortable, just like a piece of chalk between your cheek and gum. And I love Walt Garrison.
Who else do you love?
I don't love anybody. I know you're going to go down that route again. I'll tell you something like that. If you want the truth, I'll give you a confession right now.
Yeah?
I've been with several drivers.
What about Rusty Wallace?
Rusty Wallace, you identified him.
Yes. Yeah.
Brawny paper towels. Y'all are good folk. You really are.
In a world where only the radio was strictly forbidden, one man found a way to bring good news to his people.
That's right.
He made it up.
Have you taken a good look at Buzz?
I sure have. That's, he could drive a car.
He's a good-looking man, isn't he?
He can ride my race car anytime. He rides shotgun with me.
He's like a good-looking man, isn't he?
Absolutely. Very well-preserved.
That's right. Yeah. Would you say he's handsome?
I think he does well. Yeah, that's what kind of color do you use?
I don't use color.
You don't use?
Natural hair color.
I use Revlon number 5.
Uh-huh.
Keeps it all brown.
Oh,
that's my motto. Keep it all brown.
Maybe someday.
Keep it brown all the time, each and every day.
That's what is your lead story on the news?
Keep it brown, Don.
Well, no diplomatic leader.
How can you get mad when I said that to you?
Three.
Do you keep it brown, Michael Waltrip?
Well, take a look at it. Doesn't it look great?
Yeah, it's all brown.
I'm talking about my hair.
I'm talking about something else.
I know you are. Brown, anything around there.
Not funny, Frank.
Anything around the bottom.
Buzz?
Yes.
What is your lead story?
Well, there's no nice way to ask this. We posed the question, will Michael Jackson kill himself?
Sorry.
Hope so.
Oh, I tipped my hand, didn't I?
Yeah. Stay tuned, everybody.
Stay tuned. For news and comments.
Coming up on the Don and Mike Show. Do it, Michael. That was very professional.
Bye, y'all. Is the Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
The Don and Mike Show.
They whore it like bitches.
We do.
Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Right. Time for Buzz's News now. Buzz brought to us tonight by Duramax. Sexual pleasure performance enhancer. It's doctor developed.
Someone called for a doctor.
Clinically tested, patented Duramax. Get a retailer's nationwide. Call 1-888-TRY. D-Max. Get a chance over the weekend. Go to our website, www.donamikewebsite.com. And Frank Caliendo is selling at the Looney Bin in Wichita, Kansas. Monday and Tuesday nights. 316-618. Ha ha.
Ha ha.
All you LBs, buy your tickets.
Yes.
Frank is going to call on Monday to tell us how you did.
Mm-hmm.
Here's Buzz. Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Donna Mike. None of us can imagine Michael Jackson actually doing prison time.
And incidentally, just made that up. Frank's not calling us Monday.
No, and we're calling him.
You know, he'll only call us if he doesn't sell tickets.
So come on, do your job.
Right.
An insider at the Neverland Ranch says it's the stress of the trial that caused Jacko's back trouble yesterday. The source says Jackson's lawyer was not the only person who got a 5 a.m. West Coast time wake-up call that day. To them, he sounded like a guy who'd been up all night and was frantic. Maybe it's the graphic courtroom testimony of his child molestation accuser, or...
You know, I wish the little punk would just kill himself, just off himself. I mean, I think he's one of those guys that doesn't have the guts to do it.
You never know.
I think
he
wants to, because there's no way out of this.
I don't think he can see himself going to prison any more than we can picture that, or him even surviving that. Or maybe the stress that caused his back trouble, maybe it's the employee walkout at the ranch, because people like to get paid for their work.
That's when I was thinking seriously that the world might be completely caving in, when they have the sick out at the ranch where nobody showed up because they're not getting paid.
Right.
That's just, I mean, piling on the rest of the problems.
And today, these financial problems actually became a point in the trial in which the prosecution said it would like to see Michael Jackson's records because it believes that his severe financial situation may be one of the reasons that he tried to hold the family, as he's alleged doing, at the Neverland Ranch.
Here's what the judge had to say.
Time has come for me to ride hard and fast.
There he is.
That's right, Judge.
Judge Melville.
He's got a lot to say.
It's no longer just my job. It's part of my life.
Yeah, well, that's good. You're dedicated.
Right, with the whole Michael Jackson thing.
I didn't know you felt that way about it.
Keep the judge handy because...
That I think he should kill himself. I'm tired of going through this.
Seems like a lot of fuss and grief over little furniture and stuff.
It's more than that, Judge. No.
The prison guard becomes the prisoner in Lindy England's Army Women Behind Bars. The U.S. Army reservist with the pixie haircut was made famous in a photo in which she pointed and laughed at a naked Iraqi prisoner's genitals while dangling a cigarette from her 22-year-old lips.
Lindy.
And Rob does the Lindy England pose.
Nobody,
have that.
Nobody does it better.
That's right.
It's never been sexier than with your shaved head.
I never shot nobody. I didn't have to.
Right.
But now for Lindy, it's court-martial time. And she faces 16 and a half years in prison for a string of charges, including the commission of indecent acts.
String.
There are likely to be more indecent acts committed once the Randy Ms. England goes to prison, but this time...
Nobody can pull any strings?
This time, no cameras.
Oh.
The other seven male and female abusers who got caught are facing 6 to 8 years each.
String them up.
Our long national nightmare is over. The judge in the Michael Jackson case has given Jay Leno permission to make jokes about the trial.
You're a pretty independent character, aren't you?
Despite the fact that Leno is a potential witness for the defense.
Well, looks like it's going to be another fine day.
Other witnesses are under a gag order.
That's
but the
judge.
Judge Melville.
The judge says, as an entertainer, Leno is not bound by that order.
Slap some bacon on a biscuit and let's go.
Legal experts may question the judge's ruling that Leno is an entertainer.
Slap some bacon on a biscuit and let's go. We're burning daylight.
I bet the Duke probably ate that for breakfast quite a bit.
Sure.
Slap some bacon on a biscuit and let's go. We're burning daylight.
Yeah, we're burning daylight.
Is that you like the judge, Jay?
Oh, I love the judge. Hey, hi, Judge.
Now, you pack and come along with me quietly, or I'll arrest you and take you anyway.
Great, PJ. PJ, yeah. Hey, here's Carrot Top. Hi, Mike. Yeah.
Hi there, Jay.
Yeah. So you think you're the only guy who can do voices, huh?
Yeah, you're doing a great one right there.
I wish I would have found out I could do this 20 years ago. Yeah, hi. Hey, Jay, what's my beef? Here's the problem, though.
What?
This is all I can do.
There it is, Jay.
Do, like the thing you do, like with the retard.
Where's Jay? Well, you're doing a pretty good job there.
Hey, Jay.
Well, now, don't you bet your life on it.
Okay, Judge.
Have some bacon on a biscuit. And you still do a killer Alec Baldwin.
Thank you, Buzz.
Certainly, Judge.
Have some bacon on a biscuit and let's go. We're burning daylight.
That's right. What's the latest target of the ultra-conservatives in this country? Old people.
Oh, dear.
Yeah.
The right-wing group.
Hey.
All right.
The right-wing group.
With the exception of Mary O'Meara.
Mary O'Meara.
Will be 85.
Uh-huh. 85 in
this
April.
This weekend.
That's right, yes.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yes, yes, 85
that.
In April. 85 in April.
In April,
yes. Yes. The right-wing group USA Next has attacked AARP.
Did I screw something up?
No.
Your mom can't hear the show, right?
No, she can't hear the show.
Okay.
No, I was supposed to go up there, and I'm not. Oh.
For this weekend. That's
yeah.
So her birthday's when your family's doing the thing when you're going to...
Yeah, yeah. We're going down to the place.
Right.
It's a surprise, but she knows about that, too.
Okay, so your mom
that's okay.
Really?
Yeah, she knows. She doesn't.
See, I thought your mom's birthday was this weekend.
April 22nd.
Gotcha. But you're not going up this weekend.
No, I'm not going up there this weekend.
Okay, I thought you were going up this weekend.
Yeah, I was. Okay. I was. I pulled out of that one.
Okay.
So to speak. Well, the right-wing group...
I'm always for you pulling out.
Thank you.
And I know you from me.
Yes, yeah, absolutely. It stood us in good stead. Good advice. The right-wing group USA Next has attacked AARP, the American Association of Retired Persons, the nonprofit, nonpartisan group that speaks for its members all over the age of 50.
Don, baby, how's it going?
Rob just guessed where we're going for my mom's birthday.
Where?
Hedonism.
Young fella, if you're looking for trouble, I'll accommodate you.
Thanks, Judge.
Be honest, Mike.
Yeah.
You taking your mom for her birthday to the Olive Garden?
Yeah, the Olive Garden, because we're like family.
And don't you love the endless breadsticks?
All the breadsticks you can eat.
A dumbass amateur.
So this,
thanks, Judge Melville.
This conservative group, USA Next, is running an ad that accuses AARP of hating American soldiers and loving gays.
What was the question?
Gays are also still high on the ultra-conservative hit list, but apparently now so are old people.
I can't hear you.
As for the gays, they can stand up for themselves. The gay male couple featured kissing in the conservative ad is now...
I beg your pardon?
...is now suing USA Next for $25 million.
Wow.
You know, I've always had trouble hearing you.
Lots of bacon on a biscuit and let's go!
I heard that.
We're burning daylight!
I can't hear a word you say.
I'm surprised. The results of last November's election have finally sunk in for most people, most but not all. I saw a bumper sticker yesterday that said Kerry's scary. Maybe true, but it isn't really an issue these days, is it?
I'm sure I've mentioned this on the show, and if I have, just tell me and I'll shut up. The bumper stickers that I've seen now that say W,
yes,
still the president.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah, I see a lot of those.
It's yeah.
Like, you know, dudes, give it up.
Yeah, yeah,
I mean,
that's for rubbing our noses.
That is the point of this story, as a matter of fact.
Is it really?
Yeah, it is.
Okay.
As my Mexican friend said,
so, aside from those two...
I'm not here.
...and the Kerry Scary stickers,
yeah.
There's the Bush-hating guy in Tampa who saw some woman in an SUV with a Bush-Cheney sticker on her car. And that was an issue for 31-year-old Nathan Allen Winkler, who got so mad, he allegedly chased her for miles and tried to run her off the road while flashing his Bush-hating sign, the one that says, "Never forget, Bush's illegal war murdered thousands in Iraq." Police have a 911 tape of a frantic female driver as evidence, but quoting his dad, he's the least aggressive person I know. Still, Winkler faces 5 years in prison for this.
Was it Henry Winkler?
Today he's out on $2,000 bond. No, Nathan Allen Winkler.
Oh, it wasn't Fonzie, right?
No.
I have a Kerry is scary bumper sticker, but it refers to my wife.
Really?
Here's different spelling.
And here's the 911 of that poor woman.
Oh, good.
The tape of the 911 call.
Hear that. you hear the frantic?
Yeah, she's uptight.
Yeah. Being terrorized.
Yeah, very
That's
scary.
Awful, isn't it, Judge?
I'm going to remind you of it every single minute of every day and night.
Thank you, Judge.
Sorry about
Rightly
that.
So.
God, I'm starved.
Slap some bacon on a biscuit and let's go. We're burning daylight.
Right.
Hurry it up.
My long-range forecast includes dogs mating with cats and fire raining down from the sky. I offer as evidence...
Yes, Buzz. We're all for that, Buzz.
I offer as evidence that there's now a drought emergency in the city known as the rainiest in America, Seattle. Even in the Great Northwest or Fungus Corner, summer is on the way, and the mountain snowfall this year is only about a fourth of what it would normally be.
Do you know we're heard every day in Portland, Oregon on Max 910?
And they're a little dry also.
Not only are they a little dry, they're like sunny and 65 every day in Portland.
And L.A. got all that rain this year.
Yes,
yeah,
they did.
They did.
Coincidence?
Long turn.
Well, in
they're hungry. They're showing off.
in the state of Washington, the rivers are flowing, but at record low levels. So citizens are already now being asked to conserve as officials predict a summer drought, the worst in decades.
Now, listen, we're also, this is what's great about having a regional national show.
Mm-hmm.
We were on in Spokane and a couple other places.
Right.
We went through this drought thing on the East Coast a couple of years ago.
Yes.
Right. Don't believe it. Use as much water as you want. Wash your cars as much as you want.
Uh-huh.
Do what I did.
Mm-hmm.
Just leave the tap running 24-7.
Yeah. Don Geronimo of the Green Party.
I'm telling you, there is no drought.
Mm-hmm.
We did our part at our house. We left the hose on outside because the water would find its way back into the reservoir and
that's
fill
right.
it up.
Absolutely. The ground, the water table. You're improving the water table.
Fresh groundwater.
And it fixed it. We're fine now.
Thank you, Rob.
No problem, Buzz.
In the past year, New York City got 47 inches of rain. Seattle got 37. But McDonald's is promising better drive-through service, so that's nice.
Really? Are they gonna start it at the one down the street?
Listen to this plan. This is a great idea.
Okay.
Yesterday, the world's biggest fast food chain announced it's going to outsource your drive-through order. I was there the other morning, and the judge was in front of me ordering breakfast.
Grab some bacon on a biscuit and let's go.
They have that.
We're burning daylight.
Now, what could possibly go wrong?
Who's the best?
You speak your order into the always clear and dependable speaker box.
Big mouth don't make a big man.
To a McDonald's nerve center in North Dakota. I picture a guy in a hat with ear flaps, but maybe,
I heard this. This is so
hold on.
Stupid.
Maybe it'll be somebody multilingual who can actually translate.
Do you still talk into the box?
You talk into the box.
Yeah.
It goes to North Dakota or whatever your regional center.
They go to a processing center.
Right. Your regional center.
Because the people working in the McDonald's are too dumb to do it themselves. So
right. Or maybe don't speak English all that well.
Okay, so you get it sent to Fargo.
For example.
And then they get on the internet and they write back.
Yeah, hey there.
Buzz is in his car. He wants a quarter pounder with cheese.
Right. And then you drive up to the next window.
This will help down the street, I bet.
I'm loving it. That's their slogan.
The guy. That's right.
Yeah, this,
well, you
this
should.
This is really going to help out that McDonald's process.
So
absolutely.
This guy several states away will make sure you get what you ordered when you pull up to the window. What, again, I ask, could possibly go wrong? McDonald's says it's doing this to improve the service at its drive-thrus. I plan to simply drive directly to North Dakota.
Well, listen, I was at the McDonald's today, run a little late after the acupuncture. I pulled up and I said, quarter pounder with cheese.
Mm-hmm.
And she said,
you Rob, Spiewak, I hate you. I hate your big fat ball head ass.
She said, wait, I'm not even Rob. And then she said, I'm in North Dakota.
Yeah, and she was speaking to you that way from North Dakota. That's so rude.
I said, one more time, here's my order.
Grab some bacon on a biscuit and let's go. We're burning daylight.
Listen to that all night.
You have to.
I swear to God. Ian Honeycutt didn't leave a suicide note, which makes sense, because even though he fell from a ninth-floor apartment window, it appears to be an accident. He was visiting his aunt in her upscale building in New York's Upper East Side. She asked him not to smoke indoors, so rather than wait for the nine-floor elevator ride down and back again, he put on a scarf and leaned out the window, which might have been fine if it hadn't been so windy that day in New York and if Ian had weighed more than his estimated 90 pounds.
I like to stuff a jelly donut with Reese's peanut butter cup, then put it in a warm oven and let the chocolate and everything melt into the dough.
Okay. Ian's lifeless body was found on the third floor landing of an adjacent building. Ironically, Ian was visiting from Chicago, the really windy city.
Oh, my
God. It's okay to laugh, Mike.
Yes. Slap some bacon on a biscuit and let's go.
You don't
We're
laugh.
Burning daylight.
You don't laugh, you cry.
So he blew into the other building.
Yeah.
It's like a piece of paper.
He caught way more. He should have been fat.
Exactly.
Yeah, like the last
happened.
Guy.
Yeah.
Right. That's yeah, that joke made me, that story,
sorry,
right, it makes me go, ha-ha.
Yeah.
316-618, ha-ha.
They better sell out.
Sell out Frank.
Yeah.
In Wichita.
And from ha-has to ta-tas, will Tennessee's tax on ta-tas tempt Tinseltown? That's the answer we'll address when we come back.
Okay, buzz, 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 buzz.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Really, the time has just flown by.
The Don and Mike Show.
They will touch you in the place called the heart.
Right.
Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Now here is Guy Birdley. Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike. The Tennessee Film Commission wants to tax strip club customers and use that money to attract Hollywood movie makers to the volunteer state. The state would attract the movie folks with multi-million dollar subsidies, but with a few stipulations.
Like what?
The movie being made in Tennessee would have to, A, show the state in a favorable light, and B,
okay,
quote, show the best side of a woman.
Huh.
Quoting one lawmaker.
You mean her ass?
Let's say it's a movie about strippers. That's not something we'd want to support.
Oh,
so I'm guessing not.
So would you say the best side of the woman?
Yeah, like
really
Oprah would say.
Oh, that's no. Where's the fun in that?
Exactly. Even district attorneys don't like the plan. They say they're trying to get tough on strip clubs, and they say that relying on those same clubs for income seems kind of like a conflict.
Oh, what's the best side of Oprah? I guess it has to be the front side.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Well. But do you really want a movie about Tennessee strippers?
Yes.
Nannies?
How are yes, you? We do. How are you anyway? Missouri, meanwhile, calls itself the Show Me State. That's right, but lawmakers there think too much is being shown, so they're saying show me the money. State Senator Matt Bartle wants to add a $5 tax for every person who enters a strip club or adult store and slap the clubs and stores with a 20% tax on their revenues. He also wants to outlaw the tipping of strippers and all physical contact with the customers. He also wants to completely outlaw total nudity, not just in the clubs where liquor is served. And he wants to raise the minimum age of the dancers from 18 to 21. There goes college.
You know, we're just not having any fun anymore in this country.
Some of us are, some of us aren't.
We're having fun over here.
Someday.
Trying to find goddamn show me the money.
Someday, maybe.
You know, 8,000 tapes.
You can have ring moans instead of ring tones on your cell phone.
Got it? Hold on a second. Gee, Buzz, it's a story late, but show me the money.
Sure.
Congratulations. This is Max Day Jr., Jethro Bodine from the Beverly Hillbillies.
You found
just won the CBS Celebrity Burp Contest.
There he's Tom Cruise. Famous movie.
I thought that was Mark Gatty.
Oh, hey!
Good job. Last mention of the week, I'm guessing. Someday, maybe you can have ring moans instead of ring tones on your cell phones. An adult film company called New Frontier Media is offering the passionate moans of its stars.
Here's how Rob's phone would ring.
Yeah, that's a different company.
Smile comes on his face.
And the moans would go with the sexy wallpaper photo for your phone.
Mm-hmm.
And after only being able to sell the idea to a few mobile providers in South America, New Frontiers finally struck a deal with a San Francisco provider called Brick House Mobile.
Brick House. They're not affiliated with
Eastern Motors.
Eastern Motors.
Where your job's your credit.
I always want to say Easton as in Easton, Maryland, but it's
Eastern Motors.
Eastern Motors.
Your job's your credit.
Thank you. Boy, you guys memorized that song.
Oh, it's catchy.
A great LeVar Arrington song.
I got a big billboard I drive by every day. You know, I live in a good town. The service will also offer short videos for your phone, a la carte or by monthly subscription.
You know, it's funny. He's got a big, gigantic billboard right in the middle of the town that I live in.
Really?
Really.
Hey, Whitey.
Your job's your credit. In sports, Shaquille.
Are you kidding? Never mind.
Shaquille O'Neal hasn't just gotten.
Where I live is like going to a NASCAR race. Let me just say that.
Amen.
Where I live. And that's the way I like it. That's the way I like it. All white, all the time.
Watch out for the marbles. Shaquille O'Neal hasn't just gotten fat. He's become officially obese. The Associated Press calculated Shaq's BMI, his body,
watch out.
Body mass index.
What's up, Don? Don't be talking about my BMI.
Height versus weight.
How are you doing? BMI. What's up, Don?
And for the record, Dennis Rodman liked that bit.
Yes, he did. Yes, the Dennis and Shaq show approved.
That's right.
By Dennis Rodman.
That's right. Now, the Associated Press actually did this with all the NBA players and found that at least by the widely used BMI index, nearly half of them are overweight.
What about Yao Ming?
But O'Neal was the fattest with a BMI of 31.6. 30 and above is considered obese.
Got to get rid of that BMI.
But as an athlete, says Shaq, I'm classified as phenomenal. You can look it up.
Get it down to a nice BMI.
A study last week of NFL players found that more than half are obese and nearly all are overweight. The NFL rejected those findings.
Mm-hmm.
You'll no more likely find a fat guy in the NBA than you are to, say, find steroids in baseball.
Why talk about BMI when you talk about Mrs. AI?
I'm myself, and I know myself isn't no criminal. I know my child don't have to do something petty as go to somebody's house and break in their house and all
that.
You know, you got witnesses. You got people that says they didn't need and break in and all this, but then nobody ain't saying that no more. Everybody wants the dirt.
Baby, from the movie Mrs. Iverson in Space.
And finally,
that used to be a good quality tape.
I thought it was, yeah.
What happened to that?
Sounded great to me. Finally, Florida lawmakers are flush with good ideas, and the latest would slap a 2-cent tax on toilet paper to help towns afford to upgrade their sewer systems. 2 cents a roll. Buy the jumbo pack of a dozen, and that's an extra 24 cents.
Right.
Some lawmakers figure the taxpayers won't mind crinkling or folding a few more dollar bills a year to make sure their toilets work. Other lawmakers sitting on the idea, quoting Senate President Tom Lee, will be getting to the bottom of it soon.
Okay. What's their BMI?
The Speaker of the Florida House says, and I quote, we'll let it go through the system.
But
some are worried the new tax that might make people use less toilet paper, to which the governor notes, that's not necessarily a good thing. He says he supports any tax that's pay-as-you-go.
Especially in Florida.
I'm Buzz Burbank on the Don and Mike Show.
You know, Buzz.
Yes.
I'm not that stupid. You're like 1,000 poop jokes there.
Really were.
I know. See, but you're smart. You do it really like the smart guy way. I think we got to go.
The system.
Ron and Fez are coming up next with their BMI. We got to go. We'll see you tomorrow. But no, listen, we'll only see you tomorrow if you go to Atlantic City.
Right.
See you on Monday with a new episode.
Mm-hmm. The BMI.
Love your freedom. Love your Bart. Have a great weekend, everybody. Good day to you, sir.
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 And you.
I'll pick you up at 8.
Win, baby.
Thank you.
Okay, yeah.
Good night, Mike.
Will we meet again? This is Sammy Davis Jr. saying, be kind, be nice, and I hope the next performer has the pleasure of having as nice an audience as you've been tonight. And let me leave you swinging.
This is the Don and Mike Show.